Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio. Have a delay. Just hold on for a few minutes. Thank you so much for holding on. We welcome you back to the Blog Talk Radio. Divine connection, and praise God again for all that he's done all year long and all that he's brought us through. And give God glory also for a dynamic, marvelous, phenomenal, wonderful time that we had celebrating him on last night. All the prayers, all the praise reports, the word from the Lord, from our prophet. Bird, we thank God for so many miraculous reports of what God has done and brought us through the trials, through the valley, and on the mountaintop and in between, and the expectation of the greater things yet to come. So we celebrate God for all of you that were online last night. And if you haven't, glory to God, wasn't on to hear, or glory to God, and you'd like to go back, just go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/divine with a D, E, connection, divine connection. Praise God. And I thank God how he divinely put us all together and blessed us, glory to God, to be able to come together to pray, to intercede, to give him glory in all that we do through all the prayers and interceding and standing in faith and holding on to the promises. And how not only praying for others, but as we pray one for another, even for these dynamic ministers that be online to pray. We praise God for you. Amen. And bless the Lord. We're going to get ready to go right in into prayer and give God glory for all that he's already done and doing. And last night, also praise God, we were sharing glory to God. As you enter into the new year, 2023, what are you determined to do for the Lord or not do? And the not do was in reference to making sure we don't not go back into some of the things that hindered us and held us captive or caused delays, or whether it was delivered or not in disobedience or whatever it is, or maybe just things that happen in life that caused us through pain or agony, just not fulfill everything that God called us to do. So we're going into 2023 with an anticipation of expectancy and the promises that God been saying through the prophet and others and myself about how we're just looking for the believers, really, this new year coming in, and for we believing that we walk in it and we'll be able to go forward and live through being obedient and submitted and just letting the Spirit of the Lord have free reign, that we'll be doing great and marvelous and wonderful things, allowing these gifts that he's given us, and some may be finding out what their gifts are, but knowing, glory to God, that God has given them for his use, for the body of Christ, and for those that are in darkness, for them to, glory to God, come to accept and realize that it's a Savior that loved them and desire to be used, to use them for his glory. So we got to be fully convinced that God is able and he can do all things and he's not a God that he should lie. So no matter what our circumstances is, standing on the promises of the Lord with some joy and peace, not going through just like it's a task, but with anticipation and expectancy. Praise God. We bless the Lord and give him glory and honor. Amen, amen. We'll get our scripture reading ready now, and then we'll go ahead and pray and just see where the Lord will take us tonight and what he has to say. And if there's a word from the Lord, glory to God, from our prophet, we'll be listening to. If not, glory to God, he give us the word every day through his word and the 66 books and even some things that he has given us in our prayer closet to him be glorified. Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. We have our scripture ready, so in the meantime, I'm going to look over into Galatians chapter. Let's get the Amplified or the regular. Okay. The first verse in 5 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example, as well as beloved children. Imitate their father and walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, and slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. But immorality, sexual vice, and impurity of lust, rich, wasteful living, or greediness must not even be named among you as fitting and proper among saints, God's consecrated people. Let there be no filthy or obscurity, indecency, or nor foolish talking, and sinful, silly, and corrupt talk, nor coarse gesturing, when are not fitting or becoming, but instead voice your thankfulness to God. For be sure of this, that no person practicing sexual vice, impurities, thoughts, or in life, or one who is covetous, who has lustful desires for the property of others, and is greedy for gain, for he, in effect, is an adulterer." Our later, you know what the word is, praise God, can't pronounce it tonight, "has an inheritance in the king, has in inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one delude and deceive you with empty excuses and groundless and argumentative, for these are sins. For those things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of rebellion and disobedience. So do not associate or be snared with them. For once you were in darkness, but now you are in the light of the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Lead the lives of those native born of the light. For the fruit of the effect of the product of the light or the spirit consists in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart, and truth. And try to learn in your experience what is pleasing to the Lord. Let your lives be constant proof of what is most acceptable to him, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reproof them." Praise the Lord. There's so much more, but bless the Lord. We're going to stop at the 11th verse. So we have Galatians 5, 1 through 11 as our scripture reading for tonight. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised." What a mighty God we serve as we come in your presence today, going with thanksgiving and attitude of gratitude, as we humble ourselves and go before the throne of grace to obtain mercy. God, we thank you for that renewed mercies every morning, for that grace. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. Thank you that you are God, hallelujah, that don't sit so high that you can't be touched down here with thy infirmities. We worship you and magnify you. We thank you, Lord God, for having a, glory to God, for having an ear to hear, glory to God, our prayers. And God, we thank you that you are ever present help in the time of trouble. You are our refuge. You are our high tower, our strong tower. God, whatever we need is found in you. Thank you, Lord God, for being, glory to God, the God, glory to God, hallelujah, that saves us and delivers. Thank you for Jesus being our Savior, the ultimate sacrifice, and all that he went through on our behalf. We thank you for that loving kindness. We thank you, glory to God, hallelujah, for blessing us to be a part of the kingdom of God. Not only just blessing us, you sent the Holy Spirit as a comforter, as a teacher, as a lead, as a guide. We thank you, Lord God, that you bless us, glory to God, with the armor and of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for all the parts of the armor. Teach us how to be effective in all that you've given us to do. Oh, God, even in the weapons that you've given us, oh, they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. God, it is a powerful, glory to God, dunamis work that can be done through your word and speaking and decreeing and walking in obedience. Help us, Lord, to appreciate you more. Thank you for the power of forgiveness, for giving us forgiving us and forgiving us. And glory to God and blessing us, glory to God, that you've given us the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God at such a time as this, as we open up and allow you, glory, to come into our hearts. And not only that, through that, God, being obedient to your spirit so that way we can be a children of the light. God, I praise you and I thank you, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness and the power that you've given us to walk in this earth, glory to God, through all the challenges and trials that go on, the power and authority that you've given us. God, help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and let you do the exalting. Because you said if we exalt ourselves, you'll bring us abase. You'll bring us down. And if we call ourselves waiting for you to humble us, oh, we're asking for challenges and trials and glory to God and stuff, glory to God, that may cause us, glory to God, to have to go through unnecessarily because we didn't humble ourselves. We thank you, Lord God, for being so wonderful. We pray and thank you for the power of prayer in our lives. We thank you for the giftings that you place in our lives. We'll thank you for the faith. We'll thank you, Lord God, for your word, hallelujah, that cleanses and sanctifies. God, we pray now, glory to God, for those that are in bondage, in darkness, and need a Savior, need a deliverer, need, glory to God, help, even in these challenging times, that they will stand fast and hold fast to the power of your word and not allow the circumstances, the situations in their lives to overwhelm them, overtake them, and cause them, glory to God, to turn away, glory to God, from what you're saying. Thank you for the power of protection, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you're the one that execute judgment in this land. God, help us to not get caught up in judgment, glory to God, but help us to know that even when challenges come, you told us to pray when, glory to God, we have been persecuted and rightly wronged or whatever, when different situations occur. Now, you want us to pray and to bless because you say vengeance is yours. And you said in James, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. You're teaching us not to retaliate. Allow you to work in this situation. Help us to hear the voice of God and operating accordingly. Help us, glory to God, to stand in the gap more for one another and for those, glory to God, that are bound by various things that have been captured by the enemy. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to be a people, glory to God, at this time and like never before, that we'll check our armor and make sure we got it on properly. Make sure that we have on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Make sure, glory to God, our sandals, glory to God, of peace and our shield of faith, glory to God, and having, glory to God, the sword of the Spirit. Help us, glory to God, to know that we use it all of these to fight the forces of evil. God, because you said we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness, principalities, all kinds of forces, evil forces, every foul and unclean spirit of the enemy that we are to bind and to loose. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us that power. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us under 91 songs that our armor, as we put our armor on and live and pray in complete dependency upon you in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, that we bless you and we honor you, glory to God, and we bless your people and not curse them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for all that you do in every day. Thank you, Lord God, that you, glory to God, know everything about us. You know every hair on our head, what number it is, glory to God, and what year it fell out. Help us to know that nothing passes you. You know, glory to God, everything about us. You're omnipotent, omnipresent before even the beginning of time. Help us to put our trust in you, learning to rest in you like we never have before. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to watch our mouth, that we don't be snared with our words. God, that we'll stand on life and death is in the power of the tongue, that we'll speak life. Glory to God, you said, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. God, help us to have the mind of Christ. And you said in your word, those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Worship you in spirit and in truth. God, because we can all check some places where we've been slacking and lacking in, but it's a time like never before for us to walk in your word, in your truth, and God, for forgiveness, God, help us, Lord, not to let ourselves get caught up and tied up and entrapped by, glory to God, hurt, pain, and disappointment, betrayal, and all kinds of other things, whether it's coming from family, friends, enemies, neighbors, or on the job, or wherever, that we don't walk in forgiveness, in the name of Jesus. You even said in your word, don't let the sun go down on our wrath, in the name of Jesus. Ah, the very thing, when we are going through things and challenges, we need to give them to the Lord, because the enemy will take that and add to it, and connect the dots, and connect the dots, and sometimes you will get so snared, you have a hard time getting untangled, because because we've allowed so many things over to God to hold us in captivity, or held over to God, nursing it and meditating on it. But you told us to meditate on your word day and night, glory to God. Like you told Joshua, glory to God, even in obedience to the word in that, also glory to God, how you will have good success. God, I thank you so much for all that you do every day. God, we pray a blessing upon our children, our grandchildren, all for our families and for the body of Christ. We pray, glory to God, against the satanic forces that are coming against their minds. Glory to God for all of those that are in darkness, but even specifically for what the enemies have challenged our youth now. God, we are praying as we're going into this new year and even ending this year, we come against the satanic forces of the evil that have their minds so wayward, going so many different places and whatever like this, except glory to God, in the place where they need to be. And glory to God, the things of God, or either things even in their morals and even in their, glory to God, in their respect. God, there's not all of them, but it's so many on a large scale that the enemy is captivating them with so much that is going on through the internet, through the television, through, glory to God, social media, all through, glory to God, things that they are seeing, all the stuff was making, when the enemy trying to make it looks normal for us, for people, for a man to be kissing a man and woman to be kissing a woman, putting it all on the television, in the eye gates of even the little 2 and 3 years old, think all the way up to the adults, in fact, making it like, this is normal. I got two dads. I got two moms. All the blood of Jesus. God is against homosexual, no matter what man say, it is not, glory to God. Hallelujah, is pleasing in the sight of God, and he done told us, glory to God, there's a penalty for all of that in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to have mercy. Oh, the blood of Jesus. All the things that the enemy is putting thoughts in the head to do evil work and to do things, glory to God, that are contrary to the will of God. We pray against every voice of the enemy that's come, glory to God, that calls them to want to murder and gangs and caught up, glory to God, in drugs and alcohol and, glory to God, things that are caught up in suicide and all the thoughts, glory to God, of disrupting their class and disrespect to their parents and anyone in glory to God authority. We rebuke that binding and loose his hold from the voices of the enemy that's plotting and putting things in their ears to do, even in the things of riding on the road and shooting and killing and sin, thinking it's no big deal to take a life. Oh, glory to God for the do the gangbang and all the devil is alive, the blood of Jesus. Even those that have been accused and abused and ostracized and criticized in their homes and glory to God with people that's supposed to be their friends and other ones, glory to God, through betrayal and other ones that are just hurt, glory to God, for so many things how people has, glory to God, that treated them and caused them to respond and react in certain ways. Oh, glory to God, because all of it is not just on, glory to the side of the child, but things, glory to God, that's been done to cause them, glory to God, to react. Then we know we have generational curses. Whatever it may be, we plead the blood of Jesus. Even a glory to God, this situation that's come through, glory to God, on the television, through glory to God, the news, which even I haven't read, looked at in probably about a week and something, but just to even see, glory to God, somebody in a vehicle they got to look for, just went through and plowed through, just running over several kids, killing two of them, just wanting to use their car as a weapon. And glory to God, running over them and trapping them. Oh, the blood of Jesus, the time that we're living in. God, we can only pray and believe you that you protect and shield us and our families and our church family. God, the work of the enemy is just busy. God, help us to be alert and not so get so caught up on the big emphasis and my home and my car and my this and my that and my education. And just glory to God, just got this little net, glory to God, or this little huddle, glory to God, that some people are in, glory to God, in little cocoons. Oh, it's real what the devil is doing out here. We got to be on our post to pray like we never had prayed before, to bind and to loose, to use that authority. We can't do it in fear. Fear cancel out faith, and faith cancel out fear. We got to go, glory to God, with our whole arm on, walking into, glory to God, the days and months and years ahead, as the Lord say the same, glory to God, to be able to walk in the authority that God has given us, to be, make a difference, to transform, glory to God, hallelujah, the things that are going on around us through the word. The world was framed by the word of God. He gave us power, glory to God, to speak some things that are not as though they were, but in faith. God, so we believe in change in the heart of man. glory to God, in the heart of those, glory to God, that things are going on right about now. We can't walk around depressed, oppressed. Can't allow the enemy to come in and borrow mental illness. And so much, glory to God, is mental challenges, as they say, even from this corona and all the things, glory to God, that's going in the classrooms right now with all of this shooting and this, that, and that, and bringing guns, that students, glory to God, getting to the point where they is having mental challenges because they don't know what's the next, who's going to pull the next stunt, or what's going to happen, or they can't concentrate, or going home, glory to God, with oppression, glory to God, and have to go back to school. Some of the parents, too, as well, wondering whether the children going to come home safe. God, the time we're living in, God, we are praying like never before, an awakening in the body of Christ, because some things we can do some things about, some things we can't, it's in the God's hand, but he told us to pray and pray without ceasing. Pray fervently. Effective fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. God, I pray for an awakening. Oh, glory to God, for you to be pleased when we're on our post. Oh, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Oh, glory to God, knowing that our labor not in vain. Oh, with faith, glory to God, and not, glory to God, wavering. God, so I'm praying like never before. We'll pray, glory to God, for our hospital now. Our first responders. We're praying for the doctors and the nurses. Some of them, glory to God, the doctors are getting kind of tired and overwhelmed, and some, glory to God, wasn't overwhelmed. Some of them were caught up in money from the beginning, and glory to God, lives and whatever like this are being treated sometimes like, okay, if you got this and you got that and it's the same symptoms, well, we just let you release you from life. Oh, not fighting for glory to God. And some fighting, glory to God, so much to the point for life that they're overwhelmed and broken, can't hardly rest or think or have a moment, glory to God, of sleep themselves. But God, we are praying on both sides, the ones that are getting nonchalant, oh God, help and deliver them. And we are praying, glory to God, for those that need the rest and need, glory to God, strength and need the courage and not be tormented in their dreams and sleep. For these healthcare workers, God, to bless them and help them. Pray for those that are, glory to God, that's going through in the COVID. Pray for those, glory to God, that can do some things better to make things life different. Pray for these youth, these children, glory to God, that are being attacked with so much of it because they haven't had their shots or whatever else is going on. God, we are praying, glory to God, even for some that don't have those medical conditions but have other conditions. God, we are praying for the parents. We are praying, God, for you to help and touch, glory to God, for those that are doing all they know to do and, glory to God, are getting worn out and tired. We are praying for those parents that are not even parents. They just people in the house letting the children go out like they're grazing, like their cattle and horses and whatever. Come back in, glory to God, when nightfall. The devil is alive. The blood of Jesus. We are praying for change. We are praying for those children that are being abused in their homes and incest and other of different kind of situations because somebody just wants a breath and britches in the house. Don't care what, just long as something sitting up in there with some pants to jig them and then thinking about, glory to God, what's going on with their children. God is a time. It's a time. But God, you are still on the throne doing great and mighty things. God, help us to be awakened, that we will not be depressed, oppressed, but do our warfare. Do our warfare and still be able to cast those cares, release them back in your hands until, glory to God, you give us something else for our assignment. God, we are praying that all you that are laboring heavy laden, you say, come to you and you'll give us rest. Take that word and learn of you, glory to God. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light and you are meek and lowly. God, we thank you for it. We thank you, glory to God, for 91 songs. We thank you for 23rd song. We thank you, Lord God, for the 27th song. Glory to God, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He'll strengthen our heart. Help us, glory to God, to fight the good fight of faith. And believe you in the midst that you got a plan. The plan is for good. You got a future for us. Glory to God. And you want to use us for your glory, that we'll carry the light and have that light on the hill. Not a flashlight, not a lightning bubble, not let the light go out, not put it under a bushel. Oh, but God, help us to let it shine. Help us to have the strength, glory to God, of you and the courage from you and rest in you and your word and your promises to get us through whatever situation. So many testimonies of ours. You brought us through all kinds of heartache and grief and pain and sorrow and disappointment and all the great and mighty blessings of healing and encouragement and being there for us and teaching us some things and raising us up and bringing awareness. Oh, what a mighty God. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Oh, so we bless you and honor you. It's so much to pray about, but in the meantime, we bless you. We're thanking you that you're going to deliver us from this COVID. This thing is going to be eradicated. We're believing there ain't going to be no 2-3 years as they trying to predict down the road. We don't think it's going to go nowhere. The God that we serve, no matter how long it's been, we know he got an appointed time, and he already proved himself in some midst of some things, but we're praying for man's heart to change, and glory to God for them to recognize they need God and the Savior, and we pray for the body of Christ, know that, but you're kind of tipping through the tulips. Time to get on one accord and put your feelings and emotions and desires and all this kind of thing out the way and put God first and let us come together on one accord to accomplish what God wants all around the globe, every nation, in the name of Jesus. We pray. Thank we serve notice on you and all your accords, every set up trap, snare, untimely death, all glory to God, every set up, glory to God, from COVID, anything else, everything got to bow at the name of Jesus. We bind you up and loose you from your assignment. Any tracks, glory to God, and any schemes and plots and plans be eradicated in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're loose from it, and we pray, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit, have thine own way. Give you glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God, for restoring our peace and our joy, wisdom, and glory to God, discernment, a closer walk with you, that your word come alive as we study it, get a hunger for it, and rightly divide it, and stand on it. We are praying that the body will come on one accord. We're going to see change. We're going to see revival. We're going to see deliverance and healing for all these various different kinds of diseases and sickness, God, and the giftings that you gave us to speak and decree and declare. We thank you for it right now. We thank you, Lord God, for the fivefold ministry. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayer warriors. We thank you for these prayer warriors here on this divine connection, and we thank you for their faithfulness, and pray, God, you bless in every one of their homes and in their lives and their families, and help us to wait on God, even without children, grands, and loved ones. And God, help us not get flustered and frustrated. We're going to rest in you and keep decreeing your word and glory to God so we can stand fast. Hallelujah. Glory to God on your promises. And those that have been grieved from whether they're loved ones or family or friends are grieved, glory to God, because of all of these storms and everything they've lost or whatever it is or in need of whatever this situation is, the needs, glory to God, that you are blessed and supplied according to your word. And as we thank you for all of those that were there and even used their monies and charities and different things to make it better for some children's home and some family homes and all the various things, even though we know Jesus is the reason for every season. But we thank God for the world that reached out and cared for those and celebrate you in the name of Jesus. God, we pray also coming into this new year, that all that gathering and everything else that's going on, even those people that are stuck at those airports and even in those storms, and some that go around snowstorms right now, and other ones that are troubled by other things that are happening because of the weather, bless, heal, and deliver. Thank you for blessing and protecting us, but we also pray, glory to God, for those right now that have some other situations that are going on in their lives, that you will bless and you will provide and you will restore. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. We thank you, Lord. Glory to the holy name of God. We pray right now, glory to God, for to get ready to have our the servants of the Lord to come on. Glory to God to pray tonight. Bless the Lord. We'll have Pastor Bird, Mother Willette, Pastor, glory to God, I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to see who's on. Mother Alexander afterwards, and Mother McCormick. I believe Brother Black will have it in that order until I check all the other names. Praise God. Right now we open the lines, and we're going to open the lines for Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to your name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your holy and righteous name. God, we come boldly tonight to your throne of grace. And we're believing you for mercy, dear God. We thank you for watching over us this past year, Father God. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for blessing us above and above what we could even ask or think. We thank you, Father God, for your protection around us and our homes and our dwellings, dear God. We thank you, Father God, that even in the midst of the storm, Father God, when so many people was getting COVID and dying and family members, losing family members to it, God, that you kept us, that you watched over us, Father God, because you are ordering our steps, God. You got a plan and purpose for our lives. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we walk upright before you, dear God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that it just don't be times as usual, God. But we know, God, that we are on constant attack from that enemy, and his name is Satan. And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So I pray in the name of Jesus for this year that's coming up, God, that we are stronger, that we are better. God, that we come into your presence with thanksgiving. God, that we know, Father God, that we have purpose in our lives. And our purpose, God, is to stand and pray in the midst of everything else that's happening, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we come against Satan and his craftiness, because, God, he's getting better at disguising who he really is as he worked through the children. He worked through the co-workers. He'll work through your neighbors. He'll work through family members. And, God, I say in the name of Jesus that we be alert, your church, your body, that we be alert, dear God, and we not be fooled by the cunningness and the craftiness of Satan and all those demonic forces. As we come against Satan, every foul and unclean spirit, every demonic force, we come against witchcraft and devil worshiping, and we come against horoscopes. We come against seances, and we come against tarot cards and Ouija boards and tea readers and all of the works of the devil, Father God, because he's got your people eyes on something other than you. We pray in the name of Jesus for an awakening, God, especially in the United States of America. Because, God, we have allowed all kinds of religions in this country, and we are reaping from it now in the name of Jesus. God, we look at Wicca just as if it was another type of way of worshiping you. It is demonic all the way down to its course. Help your church not to be fooled. Help us not to get entangled, God, with the things of the world. Help us, God, to seek you and know that there is only one way to you, and that is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to know that your word, God, settles every argument. If we come against something that is against the word of God, it is not you. Anything that's saying something different than what it says in the word, it is not from you. So, God, I pray in this season that we have come to another degree of knowing who you are. I pray, Father God, that we do stand firmly rooted and grounded in your word. If you said it, we believe it, and it settles every argument. As we come against every sickness and disease, God, we come against cancer. We come against diabetes and glaucoma and all types of blood diseases. We come against kidney liver disease. We come against heart disease. We come against every attack of the enemy now, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, just as many Christians is dying from these diseases as the world, and it shall not be so in Jesus' name. So keep us protected and help us to know who we are, Father God, because we can pray and see things change. We can pray and decree and declare the word of God, and everything got to submit to us in the precious name of Jesus. So, God, make us aware, more aware in this season like never before, that we belong to you, and we set the standard in the earth, dear God, in Jesus' name. We don't care what laws they pass. We don't care what they say in the Congress, in the House of Representatives. We don't care what they proclaim God has sent forth. We're going to believe the report of the Lord, and we're going to stand firmly rooted and grounded in you, dear God, like never before. Help us to keep our whole armor on, God, that we are able to stand up against the fiery darts of the wicked. For we know the enemy come in to kill, steal, and destroy, Father God. So help us to make a declaration and proclamation this year, Father God, like never before. Not for stuff, not to lose weight, but to get into that word. to pray without ceasing, to get closer to you, Father God, to be a witness to somebody that don't know you, dear God, to stand in the gap for those that don't know how to pray. Help us, Father God, to be faithful. Help us to be faithful to you and to be faithful to the others around us. And help us to love God in spite of everything that's going on in this world. And God, it may not get any better, but your church got to get better. Because God, you said in the last days that men were going to be lovers of self. Oh, God, and we see it every day. They love themselves. They love who they are. They love what they do. They boast. It's all in the face, God. I mean, regardless of what your words say, you can't turn on the TV without seeing men with men or women with women. And God, what they want to do is desensitize us so that we'll get to that place where we're saying that's normal, regardless of what the Word of God say, that we will back up and be afraid to speak out, Father God. But help us to cry aloud, God, to get even louder in these last days. Because you did not leave anything and make it a secret to the body of Christ. We know that Satan is always up to his tricks, even until stealing that next generation. Help parents, Father God, to raise their children in the love and admonition of you, dear God. Help them to put that holy fear in them, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Kids are raising themselves. Families are afraid to say anything to the kids. They're afraid to bring correction to their kids. They want to be their kids' best friend, Father God, and not their parents. I pray in these last days that we not be tricked, because the world is taking the kids from them, locking them up in jail. They don't want you to discipline them so that they can put them in jail and get free labor, dear God, so that they can pull them away from the truth of your word and fill them up with the lies of Satan. God, that spirit of murder is rapid now, and it's coming up in families, in strangers. God, so much stuff is happening, but you said it would. So help us, Father God, to take our stand. Help us, Father God, not to be afraid of the enemy's face. Help us, God, not to be afraid to cry out, to speak up in the name of Jesus. Because silent, God, give consent. We'll say, we ain't going to say nothing. We just going to stay right here. But when we are silent, it gives the enemy consent to do whatever they want to do. So, Father, I ask now, in the name of Jesus, God, that you do protect us. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Help us to know that there's safety under your wings, dear God. Help us to know that 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us nor our dwelling, that we will be a force, God, to be reckoned with. Hallelujah, that Satan would know our name. He would know who we are, dear God, and he would not trespass on our property in the name of Jesus. And that property is everything that belongs to us. It's our health. It's our family. It's our homes. It's our finances. Everything that we have, God, comes from you, because our help comes from you. And you own the cattle on 1,000 here, and you bless us beyond or above what we could even ask or think. So, Father, as we come before you tonight, asking you for mercy and grace in our time of need, dear God, because if it's not happening to me right now, it will happen to me tomorrow. It might be my neighbor today, but believe that it's going to be me tomorrow. So help us to stand as one. Help us to love each other without judging one another, Father God. Help us to pray for one another. Help us to stand in the gap. When one is weak, help the other to be strong so we can bear each other's infirmity, Father God. Because, God, we're in a fight. And we're in a fight for our lives, dear God. We're in a fight for our church's life. We're in a fight for our children's life, for our families, God. We are in a fight. And help us to know we got to keep our weapons, have to keep our weapons intact, dear God. Hallelujah. Because when Satan see an opening, he come right in. And he don't come in, God, to bring favor. He come in to kill, steal, and destroy. So help us to be alert in these last days like never before. For you are God, and above you there are none other. You are first, last, beginning, and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. You are he that was and is and shall forever be. And help us, Father God, to know who we are. We are your children. God, we are your children, and we have favor, we have power, and we have authority, and we stand in it in the precious name of Jesus. So we ask now, Father God, that person of God, you strengthen us when we're weak. We ask, dear God, that person of God, you give us that spirit of discernment so that we can know what's right and what's wrong. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you strengthen each individual that's on this line tonight for whatever position that you call them into. You've called all of us in different places, and help us not to move, Father God. Help us to be stronger and stronger in what you called us to so that we can finish this race and finish it strong, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are Lord over all lives, God, and we can cast all our cares and concerns upon you because you care for us. God, we thank you that regardless of this disease of COVID and how it's mutating and how it's changing, God, help us not to walk in fear, but help us to walk in power and authority and know that you are for us, God, and never against us. God, even when other folk, God, are taking off masks and coughing and not washing their hands and not worried about the person around them, help us, Father God, to do what is right. Help us, God, to do what is right, because it don't just protect us, but it protects everybody around us. And, God, we know that you can wipe it out just like that because that's the power and authority you have. But until then, God, help us to walk in wisdom. Help us, God, to have wisdom. If it's for us to have that shot, let us pray about it. Seek your face. You said to seek your face in all things, and you would direct our path. So help us, Father God, to seek you in what we need to do. Because, God, we don't want to get caught up into something and look like it's going to never end, that now they've come out with another shot or something else that we need to do. But, God, help us to seek your face. Help us, God, to stand in that place where we'll be able, not just for ourselves, but for everybody around us to speak and say, this is what God say. Help us to walk in that authority. Because, God, you've given us that power to loose and bind up some things. So we bind COVID right now and all the derivatives of it in the name of Jesus. And we say it will not come to our dwelling or to our family in the name of Jesus. We loosen up healing, the Holy Ghost, and power right now in Jesus' name. God, that you're going to protect us and keep us. God, we love you because you first loved us. We love you because you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We love you, God, because you are the perfect one. We love you, Father God, because you loved us so much that you gave us your Son, and your Son gave his life that we could have life and have abundant life. I mean a good life.
I mean a powerful life. I mean, God, to walk in greatness and in your power, authority. So, God, we want to thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he went to the cross for us, dear God. Thank you for that sacrifice that he made. Thank you, God, for your only son. Thank you, God, for loving us that much. And with that, God, help us to love one another as you loved us. Help us to love without judging. Hallelujah. Help us to love in spite of how we're treated. Help us to love, God, even in the midst of the storm. Cause love, God, get rid of a multitude of sin, and it destroy a multitude of stuff, God, that will try to carry us out. So, God, we bless your name tonight, and we do thank you, God, for these years that we have come together to pray and be on one accord. God, I thank you for the miracles that has happened out of divine connection, God, for the prayers that have went forth. We may never know, God. Everything has happened because we've come together on one accord. I bless each household now. I say, Father God, that we're going to go in a new year with a new slate, Father God. We're going to go harder about Sunday in a new year, and we're going to be giant killers. Hey, shadarabohu sanda, ilabababoshiki, and we're going to see things change. We're going to see things turn around in our lifetime. So, God, we do thank you. We thank you for Pastor BJ who's been faithful. We thank you, God, that she stood in the gap for many. We thank you for the prayers of the righteous going forth. And because of that, God, some things that could have been didn't happen. We don't even know what's behind door number one and door number two or door number three that you have kept back from us because of the prayers that have gone forth. So, God, help us not to get comfortable in these last days, but help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. So bless each one with what they need, their health, their finances, their children, their home, everything that belonged to them, God, is blessed. We're blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Hallelujah, and we are the head and not the tail. And I thank you, God, that even now the enemy is being scattered. The enemy may come in one way, but this night I say the enemy, God, is going to be scattered in seven out of our lives in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, we're going to stand on your truth, regardless of what it looked like, regardless of what we hear, and in spite of what we see, we're going to be steadfast, standing on the promises of God. So we bless you now, and we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in that precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come before your presence, Lord God, thanking you for being the true and living God, the Father God, hallelujah, that it loves us so much that you showed how much you love us when you came to earth in Christ, hallelujah. And Lord God, hallelujah, you had a plan of salvation, Lord God, because you knew exactly what was going to take place on earth. And I thank you that you are still for us. Praise God. I give you glory this evening. I give you praise. I worship you. I appreciate you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for Jesus that sit at the right hand of you, Heavenly Father, making intercession even for us and touching and agreeing according to Matthew 18. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's two or three. Hallelujah. Gathering your name, Lord God, you're in our midst. Hallelujah. We touch anything here on earth and be in agreement. You will make sure that it comes to pass in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for your compassion toward mankind. I thank you that you're still the I am that I am. You're still, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah, our healer, Lord God. I thank you, hallelujah, that you're El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are the one who's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And I thank you that I trust you, Father God. I thank you for putting, hallelujah, a faith, a believing faith down on the inside of me where I learned, hallelujah, that if you pray that God, the El Shaddai, is able and will answer your prayer. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can stand on your word. And I thank you that I've learned, hallelujah, as the songwriters say, to lean and depend up on you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that I know that the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. I thank you that I learned in Ezekiel that all souls belong to you. Yes, 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 all souls. Well, the soul that sinneth will not spend eternity with you, but all souls at the same time yet belong to you. And you desire that we live and not die. So I'm in agreement with your word, and I pray, O Lord God, that we hear from you, Lord God, that we hear from your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that we seek your divine will. Hallelujah. You said, what is the divine will? The word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. It's your divine will for our lives. God, you are a good Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you so much. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, you will perfect that which concerns us. You've taught us in your word. There's no sense in you having anxiety and fear. Glory be to God. So I'm in agreement with you. Hallelujah. If you're going to stay awake at night, ain't no sense in me stressing myself out and staying up all night. Because unless, Lord God, you bring about a change in the situation, and when we pray, we can expect change. Glory be to God. And we can let that rest in your hands, hallelujah, and we can rest, hallelujah, on this side in Jesus' name. I praise you, Lord God. I appreciate you so much, hallelujah. I love you, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that more people, glory be to God, before this year is out, and the next year, Lord God, if it's your good and divine will, I pray that people will come to experience the depth of your love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If people could just experience, hallelujah, who you are and your love for us, hallelujah, for mankind everywhere, hallelujah, you created the, hallelujah, the heavens and the earth, hallelujah. You created that, glory be to God, even before we got on earth. Hello, somebody, glory be to God. I thank you so much that you made, the last time I checked in Genesis, you said what you created, it was good. And I thank you, Lord God, I'm in agreement with that. I realized there was some disobedience that took place, and it's basically, I put it like, Lord God, that it let the cat out the bag. It let the man with no good and evil. And so, Lord God, the enemy may, Lord God, bring about a lot of bad things, but it's up to the person to choose that bad thing, Lord God. And I pray that more people will experience you in such a way that they'll make up their mind and say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Forgive me for my sins. And help me, Lord God, to live, hallelujah, and to choose that is good, according to your divine will for my life in Jesus' name. Father, I appreciate you. I thank you so much. I thank you for every miracle. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you brought us through, Lord God. Yes, a lot of people, Lord God, went on out of this world, Lord God. And I praise you, and I know that some went to eternity. Hallelujah, with you, Lord God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And God, I pray even now that you yet, hallelujah, release, hallelujah, hallelujah, your comfort as no others can, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you so much, Lord God, hallelujah, because you do have our best interests at heart. You're concerned about our children, our loved ones, our friends, our family, even the nation of America and other nations. God, you don't want anyone. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, hallelujah. Ezekiel 33 talks about how you would that none should perish, and you are concerned about the lost. So, Father, hallelujah, as the songwriters say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. In other words, Lord God, hallelujah, if you put somebody in my path that needs to know who Jesus is, as your Holy Spirit give me direction, let me be quick, Lord God, to share. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today? Let me pray with you, hallelujah, and encourage you to receive Christ so that there be no doubt where you will spend eternity. Father, hallelujah, I want to be a part of the light. I want to be a part of the salt of the earth, part of, Lord God, of the solution and not a part of the problem. So I praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I pray, oh, Lord God, that your wisdom, hallelujah, is dwell on the inside of every born-again believer of the body of Christ. I pray against this injustice, Lord God. I pray against the distractions of the world. I pray against the deception of the world, the division, the darkness, Lord God, the destruction in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, as born-again believers, we will live such in such a way that people will say, how do you do it? How is it that you have this going on, but yet you're not falling down? You're not in distress. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to be, Lord God, flip-flap or wishy-washy or weak-back, but help us, Lord God, to stand, hallelujah, and do what your words say. Hallelujah. You tell us not to worry. Hallelujah. If you take care of the birds in the sky, let me say it like that, praise God, and, Lord God, the little old plants and the flowers of the field, you're certainly going to take care of us, hallelujah, so we can put our trust in you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your grace and your mercy now. I ask for your mercy and grace, Lord God, and I pray for our leaders, Lord God. I pray that they'll come, hallelujah, to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for our military, Lord God, those in positions of authority, the body of Christ. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you, Lord God, to be with us now. Lord God, be with all of these prayer warriors and those that come on the prayer line. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to give us, hallelujah, and what we need to say, how we need to pray. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that nothing that's taken place on earth is taking place without your knowledge. And the enemy cannot do any more than what, hallelujah, you allow. So I pray, Father God, and I'm reminded of how at the appointed time or in the fullness of time, you sent forth Jesus, your son, hallelujah, glory be to God, to do what? To redeem mankind, glory be to God, to reconcile us back to you. And I know that, Father God, at the appointed time, hallelujah, yes, you're going to, this pandemic is going to be a thing in the past. Yes, these sicknesses and diseases, hallelujah, the pain, I thank you, Father God, I speak by faith, hallelujah, and the assurance that it's already under the blood based on your word in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107, verse 20, yes. It is already under the blood. And I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, that I realize, yes, that was some wickedness that was on that tree of knowledge of good and evil. And when the disobedience take place, there's no telling what can happen on earth. But I thank you, Lord God, that you're yet, hallelujah, as another songwriter say, you're still in charge of our lives. Hallelujah. You know who's going to be here today, who's going to not be here tomorrow. But I pray in the name of Jesus that your divine will be done. Now, Father, I pray that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. I pray it quite often, Father. What bondage is? The bondage of sin, the bondage of, Lord God, addictions and strongholds and, Lord God, wickedness and evil and darkness, Lord God. I pray that the sword of the Spirit, which is anointed, your word, Lord God, hallelujah, will go forth and break the yoke of bondage of, Lord God, sicknesses and diseases, Lord God, that's already under the blood in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that your yoke, that the sword of the Spirit will break and destroy the yoke of disobedience, rebellion in the name of Jesus, darkness in Christ Jesus' name. So give us liberty and freedom, Lord God, from all those things that try to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know you're going to deal with the darkness. You're going to deal with the adversary because your word teaches, hallelujah, it's a righteous thing for you to recompense tribulation to those that trouble us. And we know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We got to wake up and understand that. Stop getting mad at individuals, human beings. Yeah, some of them act out of order, but yet and still it's not the flesh and blood that we battle, but it's an enemy that we don't see. But God, I thank you that because of the blood of Jesus, he's already defeated in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, I love you so much. I thank you. I pray that we'll begin to realize in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, that when Jesus went to the cross, hallelujah, he bore our sins, hallelujah, and his body on the tree. Therefore, hallelujah, we are definitely dead to sins and alive unto God. By Jesus' stripes, we are healed, and I receive it. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus, and I'm in agreement with your word. Thank you. According to Psalms 91, you said no evil will befall us. Hallelujah. Neither any plague come near our dwelling. Hallelujah. For you have given your angels charge over us. Hallelujah. They keep us in all of our ways. Thank you for traveling mercies. Some people, Lord God, got on the highways or got in the airplanes, and some of them are stuck, Lord God. I pray that you will comfort them. I pray that you would be with them, cover them in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us, and another song, to take the Lord with us wherever we go. I love you, Lord God. I lift up my brother and my sisters, Lord God, on this line. I thank you for those that are saved, those that are interceding for others. I lift up Pastor BJ in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for her being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. In Jesus' name, I lift up your other pastors and ministers and preachers and teachers and, Lord God, every servant of yours in the name of Jesus. Yes, they've gone through, Lord God. We've all had some things that happened this year, but one thing about it, you was right there by our side, and you saw us through, Lord God, and you healed our bodies, hallelujah. You strengthened us. Even today, glory be to God, you've been right by our side. Thank you for saving our children. Thank you, Lord God, for letting them have a mind to do good and not evil. Father, I honor you now. I bless you, and I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede for each one of us. Bless your people, Lord God. Meet their need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. I praise you. I worship you. I honor you. I exalt you, Father. I thank you so much. I love you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. Amen and amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I give you glory, praise, and honor, Lord God. You've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace and mercy in our life, Lord. Lord, you said in your word, if we pray. And Lord, I believe, Lord God, that those are the key that keep us. When we pray and when we cry out to you, Lord God, you hear us, Lord, because you hear our voice. And you know each and every one of our voice. That's one thing. You is not a man that you could lie. And also, no deceiver can fool you. You know exactly who is calling and who is crying out because of who you are, Lord God. You know each and every one of your daughters, Lord. And, Lord, we come together tonight, Lord, standing in agreement, Lord, in your word, standing in the gap for brothers and sisters, standing in the gap for those who know, those who don't know, Father God, standing in the gap for our own family members, Lord God. Because we know, Lord, your word said, Lord, if we pray.
And Father God, we believe in the promises, and we believe in your word, Lord, that no matter what it looks like, your word take priority. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that all needs already been met in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we can shout and cry out to you and know that you answer because you hear us. Oh, Father God, we bind up anything that is not of you that come against the family members, Lord God. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Sickness, disease, whatever it is, it shall not have authority. Because, Lord, your promises is what we're standing on. We know you said in your word, Lord God, that come boldly to the throne of grace. And Father God, when we come to the throne of grace, we know you hear and we know you'll answer, Lord. Because we have faith in you, Heavenly Father. We know that nothing can take away what you gave us if we don't let go. And Father God, I thank you this morning for waking me up in a sound mind and a healthy body. Thank you for waking up our brothers and sisters in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Because, Lord, your word said pray for one another. And Lord, we know that your word is strong, powerful, and whatever we stand on is your promises, your word, it shall come forth. So this pestilence and thing that's going on in the hurt today, Lord, we know that you've seen it all. And we know you gave us authority over these things by speaking, by faith, and believing. And Lord God, I thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the Lord of all our lives here, Lord, because you see us on the prayer lines. You know each and every one. You know every needs, Father God. But we know that your promise already said all needs already been met. We know that your word we can stand on and hold on to that word because your word never void, Lord. If you said it, we believe it. We're standing on those promises. Lord, I pray for those out there that don't have no place to go now. It's in the cold. I ask you to send someone part the crossway, Lord God, and let them know the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to know, Lord God, when we must open our mouth and when we must not open our mouth. Help us to know when we have the authority to say, well, brother, this is not so. Help us to know, Lord God, that you will not fail us. And whatever we open our mouth to say, when you send us to do something, we must open our mouth. Fear should not have authority over a child of God. Help us, Heavenly Father, to stand faithful when we know that your word is what carrying us along. Stand faithful and say what we have to say to help one another. Lord, I thank you today for your mercy and your grace. I thank you, Lord God, for how you bring out the sister from the situation she was in. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because I know you're a God that see all things and you know all things and nothing is hidden from you. Father, we give you glory today, Lord God. We know that you gave us all through this here. You is with us. You brought us through trials or tribulation, but we still stand faithful because we know that you are the God that deliver. And you is the only one can heal the body, Lord God. There is no healer but you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you for healing the bodies, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We're standing on the promises, Lord. Regardless what comes, we know that your word is true. And Lord, we ask you to continue to bless and to keep an edge around our sons and our daughters, our grands, our great-grands, all our brothers and sisters, Lord God. Great-grands and grands, Lord. Brothers that we don't know, sisters that we don't know. We're still standing in the gap, Lord God, praying for the grands and the great-grands, the sons and daughters. Because so many stuff is going on in the world today. But, Lord, your word tell us if we pray. And, Lord, we stand on the prayer line in the gap for each and every one, Lord. Those we know, those we don't know, but we stand in prayers, Lord God. Because we know you are a God that answers prayer. And we know nothing is hidden and nothing is too hard for you and nothing is too deep down in mess that you cannot pull up, Father God. You tell us, your word said, ask, Believe when you ask. Stand boldly and proclaim the victory. When you know who you serve, you must stand. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for bringing us through a whole year, Lord God. And here we are still standing on the prayer line in the gap for family members, for brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know. We're still standing in prayer, and it's only you keep us, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father, that every needs we have, Lord God, you have been met it. You have met it, Lord God, because if we get a slice of bread, it's because you opened that way for us to get it. Because you're the only one that provides for us all, Lord God. Whatever goes on in this world, you provide it, Father God. You provide the food. You provide everything that comes to us. Because your promises is real, Lord God. You know every needs we have, God, and you said it in your word. All our needs have been met. So regardless what the situation look like, believe in God because you're going to get the prayer come forth. He never leave us alone. He never fail us. If we stand faithful knowing that his word said it, then hold the Lord to his word. Because remember what he tell us. He tell us, put me in remembrance to my word. He tell us that, so we must hold on strong on the promises of God, no matter what it look like, knowing that you're going to come true, you are more than conquerors. In the book of Deuteronomy, tell us again, chapter 7, what he tell us again, he take away sickness. He will take away sickness. He will take away diseases. According, and that his word in 7:14-15, he tell us that. So you believe in him, baby, no matter what pestilence come. Believe in God. You serve him. You live according to his will. Believe him by faith, and you will see. Because his word not put you void. He never let you down. He keep you always safe if you open your ears and hear. God always keep us. We just got to believe him and make sure we serve in him and live in according to his will. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for that every needs we have is already been met because your word tell us we believe, Lord God. Continue to bless our prayer line in the name of Jesus, Father God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. You know exactly what the need is and what the need isn't, Lord. So whatever our need is, Lord God, we know it's already met. Strengthen every area, Lord. Bind up any disease, any sickness that come against the body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Because it shall not have dominion over our body. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of fat, Lord God. This obesity, we bind those false spirit up. We bind it up. Sometimes we turn around and walk in our stomach. Quick fat in the stomach. I say, you got to go in the name of Jesus. And I bind it and I curse the fat. You got to melt off in the name of Jesus. See, nothing is too hard for God. He do it for me. Nothing is too hard for God. That fat in the stomach had to loose because you believe. The thing is believing in God by faith, whatever you ask him, knowing who you are in him, knowing that you serve him. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are the only living God, baby. There is no other God but him. Baby, we got to stand regardless what's coming on in this world today and knowing that we serve a mighty God. We don't serve the God of this world. We serve the mighty living God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing each and every one of us that stand on the prayer line. Blessing the prayer warriors, those that come in to hear the prayer, Lord. We thank you for blessing them, Lord God. Because they's not listening in vain. But your word is what they're claiming the victory is coming true because your word is what make you stronger. The word of God will make you strong and make you be strong in his word and things will turn around. The enemy don't have the authority over you if you don't let him have it. But I thank God for his mercy and his grace. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for each and every one of my brother and sister on the prayer line. That God continue to strengthen them. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of them household. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We want to thank you for life, health. We want to thank you for your love and kindness. We want to thank you for your tender mercy. God, most of all, we just want to say, ask you to just forgive us, God. We pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would just give us that strength to continue to carry on, God. We thank you for how you breathed on us this morning, God. You didn't have to do it, but you looked beyond our fault and you saw our needs, God. And so, God, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, for just making ways when we can't see our way, when we don't even know how this way is going to be made, God. You always make a way for us. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed that, sent his blood back on Calvary Cross. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for just being so merciful, so good, and having that, giving us that mind to be able to continue to walk the way that you want us to walk, God. Realizing, Lord God, you didn't have to do it, but we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on your people tonight, Lord God. Look down on each and every one, God, that's struggling, going through different problems and different situation, Father. Lord, you know who they are, God. You know their condition and you know their situation, Father. You're able, Lord God, to work out these things for them, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God, for how you have brought us this far, God. How you have brought us up to the last week of the year, God. Thank you, Lord God, for it, God. We give you the glory. And we give you the praise on tonight, God, for the last Monday in this year, 2021, God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, realizing somebody didn't even make it, God, but we thank you, Lord God, for just giving us the strength to be able to open up our mouth and be able to walk and to do the things that you want us to do, God. We thank you, Lord God. It's just a blessing to know that we are still in the midst of the living and not amongst the dead, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, God, because it's you, Lord, that breathed the breath of life in us this morning. We walk around and we realize, Lord God, that there is nothing so great or good that we've done, but it is you, Lord, that keep showing and keep proving yourself that you are able, Lord God, to bring us out of situation and things that we might be going through, things that we don't even know how to get out of it. We know that if we just only trust and rely on you, God, that you are able, Lord God, to open doors and you are able to make ways when we can't see our way, God. You are able to open up our blinded eyes to things that we can't see in the right way, God. And you are able to show us that you might be going the wrong way, but I'm able to turn you around if you just only trust and rely on me. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as your word have come forth, as your word is here in the land, that we would take heed to the word of God, that we won't just be a hearer of the word, but we'll do what that word of God said do. We'll do what the word say in the name of Jesus. So, God, you sent your word. You sent your word, Heavenly Father. You sent your word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction, God. You sent the word in this world. You sent this word that we will walk in the way that you want us to walk, Father, in the name of Jesus. We have a choice on today. We don't have to do what we want to do. We have a choice to do what you say do, and it will be more better for us if we just only rely on what you say do in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to say thank you, God. We pray right now, Lord God, for your people everywhere, Lord God. We thank you, Father, because you said, I will live my, your word said in Psalms 121 and 1 said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. And we know all our help comes from you. We realize, God, that without you, God, we can do nothing. We can't even walk. We just can't do nothing. And I was just thinking of that. I was just thinking on that on today as I was looking out the window this morning and looking at the trees, how you have let the leaves and turn on the trees, and how you sometimes let the leaves blow in. And these are some of the things that sometimes we take a granted of. But God, it is you, Lord. It is no other man out there doing this but you. You are the one that's breathing a breath of life in us. You're the one that raised us up this morning. If it had not been for you this morning that breathed a breath of life in us, we wouldn't have been able to move. We wouldn't have been able to get up and do nothing. It was you that done this stuff for us in the name of Jesus. And I am so glad that I've learned that I can learn how to lean and depend on you, because whatever we need, we can call on the name of Jesus, because he said the name of the Lord is a strong tower in the righteous running their state. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you on tonight, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through problems. And I pray, Lord God, that you will keep us, God, as we continue to be on this prayer line, that we'll continue to pray and to be able to bail out for people that need help, because there's so many, God, is going through problems and situations. But we know you sent your word, like Mother said, you sent your word to heal us. You sent that word, and that word would deliver us from all our disease. It would deliver us from all the things that we're going through. If we would just let that word abide in us and we abide in the word, it will deliver us from different things that we are going through. When we think we are walking in the right way, if we would just get in that word, it would change us. It will change. It would give us the strength to walk in the way that you want us to walk. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord God. And, God, I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Hub on tonight. I thank God for the woman of God that's on this line, that's the head of this prayer line. I think it's 5 years, if I'm not mistaken. Thank God for the time that I've been on this line for all this time. I thank God for I can see that you have done some things in my life. And I know I have not dotted all the I's and crossed and all the T's, but I come and say this on tonight that somebody might hear, if you just continue to live and continue to trust God, God will see you through situations that you think that you can't get out of. He will help you. He will help you to come out of situations. He will help you to know that there is a better way of life. You don't have to walk in the same old way that you always walked in 2021. There's a year getting ready to come in, 2022. So let's get ready to walk in the way that God wants us to walk, that all of this other stuff will be put aside in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father, I pray that somebody would take hold to what this word would each and every one have prayed on tonight, that somebody would realize that they need you, Lord, and they would come crying out and say, what must I do to be saved? They would come crying out and say, I'm tired of this life of living. I'm tired of being this way. I don't want to be this way no more. Can somebody pray for me? Can somebody help me? God, I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, that you touch right now. I pray that you look down on homes everywhere, God. I pray that you look on the nursing home, God. I pray, Lord God, for every person that's lying in the nursing home, Father. God, I believe, God, one day, God. I believe, God, and I believe it, that one day somebody is going to come up out of them nursing home that's been laying in them beds for a long time. They're going to pour those plugs out of their nose, and they're going to walk up out of there, and they'll be able to tell somebody what you have done for in the name of Jesus. I believe somebody in their home that's sick tonight, that they're going to come up and they're going to be able to let somebody know. They're going to be almost like the woman with the issue of blood, how they went through so many situations, how many they was tired of being tired. But one day they touched the hem of the garment, and they would begin to be made whole. So, God, we just believe in God for somebody to be able to be, things to be turned around for this year of 2022 in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for every prayer warrior that's on the line tonight, those all over the land. We pray for the body of Christ as a whole. We pray, Lord God, for the children and inside of the school. We pray, Lord God, for those that's riding planes and those that might be on trains or wherever they may be, God. We just pray for the whole world as a whole on tonight, God, that you, Lord God, will intervene in all our life, God, and help us, Lord God, to keep our focus on you, Lord God. Help us to realize, God, that we can't walk this journey by ourselves. We need you every step of the way. And if it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be tonight? In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. And pray, Lord God, for my children on tonight, that you'll continue to touch them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors' kids and their grandkids and their great-grands. We ask you to touch each and every one of them right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on us, God, because we need you, Lord God. We bind up this COVID right now, Lord, that it will be done away in the name of Jesus, that it will be completely gone. No more COVID in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you for your word, that you sent your word to heal us all. We thank you because the word said, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So, God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know that you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We love you tonight, God. We appreciate you, and we thank you for all what you are doing for your people, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be able to want to make a difference in the year of 2022, that we won't want to be the same old way. If anything ain't right in our life, help us to get it right through by what the Word of God said. And we know the Word of God is the only thing that can help us to be changed and be different. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. God, thank you, Lord, that we're alive, God, to see another day, God. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the power, Lord, to call those things which be not as though they were. We can stand on your word. And it will come to pass. It always comes to pass, God. We thank you, Lord. We can empty out our vessels, God, and then get in your presence, and you fill us right back up with your word, with your love, with more to share, God, with more revelation, God, more understanding, a higher height and a deeper depth, God. Lord, we just, Lord, we cover right now, Lord, the nations, God. We lift them up, God. Lord, our matriarchs and our patriarchs all over the globe, God, our children, our youth, God. Lord, our babies, God. Lord, the unchaperoned, God, the used, the abused, the ones that are incarcerated for no reason, even whatever they committed, those that are incarcerated, God, and even some might be saved, God. Send ministers by, Lord, all over the globe, Lord. Hallelujah. Cover them with your blood, God. Even the ones, the age of accountability, the ones that don't know if the parents aren't right, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, you send ministers by, Lord, to share your word to them that they might say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. You're a God of a second chance. I mean, over and over and over again. Again, God, Lord, the ones that are hungry, the ones that are homeless, God, oh, watch over them, God. Make a way, God. You said you feed the birds, God, and they have a place to stay. They nest in the trees and whatever places, Lord, and wherever caves or what have you. You say you take care of them. They don't worry about it. And you said, how much more will you take care of us? And we thank you, God. We lift up Israel now, God. Lord, we don't have to worry, God. Worry is not of you anyway. We just begin to laugh at the devil and dance in front of his face. Every time we stomp, we're stomping on his head anyway. Let's put a sign on the bottom of our feet and write him a letter so he can read it and just dance. We have the victory in Jesus' name. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We lift up Israel, God. Lord, your first love, God. Lord, and not only that, that we ought to be our first love to you as individuals, God. We are each other's first love, God. And Lord, you said you bless Israel, God. You'll bless them who bless Israel. But anybody curse Israel, God, you'll curse them who curse Israel. But not only so, but the one who curse Israel, damn them own selves, curse them their own selves. Because it's like a ricochet. It happens to you, whatever you do to them. God, so we bless them. We speak life to them, God. Lord, we speak prosperity, Lord, over Israel right now, God. Every individual, every man, woman, boy and girl, God. Every child, every baby, God. We thank you for the protection, God. We thank you, Lord, for the uprightness of Israel, God. We thank you for the construction and not destruction, God. We thank you, Lord, that you fill the house of Israel with your Shekinah glory like never before, God. We lift up our matriarchs, our patriarchs, God, in the hospitals, and, Lord, in the homes, God, where they may be, God. Lord, in convalescent homes, God, in nursing facilities, God. Hallelujah, God, that they have, Lord, good aides and companions and homemakers, Lord, to help them out, Lord. Good attendants, God, and nurses, God, that'll work with them, God, and humble themselves and help them out, Lord, the right way, God, and not hurt, harm, or endanger them, God. We speak life in every dead situation, God. We speak healing, Lord, Lord, and every type of pain and wound and what have you, God. Oh, God, we speak health and wholeness even down to the neighbor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we just lift up the judicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branch, Lord, over U.S. and all over the globe, God. Lord, the ones that are not serving you, Lord, that they turn their hearts to the wall, turn their faces to the wall and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. God, hallelujah, we bless your name because you give every man an opportunity, God. Every man an opportunity. You're so fair and so just and so righteous, holy, true, faithful, sovereign. There's matchless. There's no one like you, God. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. And we bless your name. We have the victory in you if we only believe, God, line ourselves up with you, God. Hallelujah. We press, God, to do your will, God. That's our bread. That's our meat. That's our drink, God, to do the will of you who sent us, God. We're not going, but you sent us. And that's how we arrive, God. We don't go on our own, but we go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. And any sick among us, God, Lord, you said let him call for the elders, God. Hallelujah. You said they anoint him with oil and pray for him. If anybody committed sins, they'll be forgiven. God, we just thank you, God. that you come in the whole volume of the book, and your word does not lie. You said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle, one comma, one period, exclamation point, fall to the ground. Heaven and earth will pass away. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for this prayer line. Yes, we lift up Apostle BJ, God. Strengthen her with might in the inner man. Strengthen her and build her up where she's weak. Oh, God, build her up where she's torn down, God. Let her give her a rest, Lord, like never before, God. Even as she dwell in your secret place, God. Yes, even Prophet Bird, as she dwell in your secret place, as all the ministers right here on this prayer line begin to dwell in your secret place. I see them with beds in the secret place just ministering and resting. Hallelujah. As you're filling them up, as your glory is all around them, not only around them, but in them. God, we thank you for all things, God. And we bless our enemies right now. We speak life. We speak salvation to them. Even 1,000 generations down their line, God, we speak salvation. Pulling them out of darkness into the marvelous light, God. That they can walk with you, God. And the ones we forgot, the ones we didn't speak on, ones we said we was going to lift up all the days of our life, God, wherever they are geographically, bless their husbands, bless their wives, bless them, God. Bless their children, their siblings, their parents, God, greats, grandparents, grandbabies, bless them, the greats, God. Let your anointing, Lord, flow like your oil that flowed down Aaron's beard unto the entire body, God. Do a supernatural, miraculous move in their lives, God. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory, even as we sleep in slumber tonight. Show us dreams. Show us visions, God. Oh, God, that we can do your will with excellence, with such a joy like never before. Unspeakable joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God for all the powerful prayers. We're going to allow Mother Sim to pass her to pray with us, and then we're going to use the rest of the time to go have, yeah, we have enough time to go ahead and take some prayer requests and praise reports. Pastor Sim.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we do come before you tonight, Lord. You're just such an awesome God. You're so great. You're so marvelous. And Father God, we thank you for sending that undescribable gift, the gift that you sent to the world. We can't even describe it. We can try, but we can't measure up to it. Father, we thank you tonight. And you told us in your word, if you be lifted up, you would draw. And Father, we hope and we pray, Lord God, that something we say here tonight on this line will draw somebody closer to you, Lord God. Father, we come asking for forgiveness for our many sins. Those things we did, we maybe not even were conscious that it was sin. But Father, we ask you to forgive us. Give us another chance. Show us, Lord, a better way. And Father, we come. We need your wisdom, Father. We need discernment, Father. We need understanding of your word. And Father, we know that all through the Holy Scriptures, you tell us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. And in St. Mark 11, I think it's the 23rd, and it tells us that anything that we ask, and we ask in faith that you would do, Lord God. So we down here, Lord, we need you. We still are struggling and trying to get through this and that and the other, but you told us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Father, we thank you for that joy when you ought to be crying, but you're laughing. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your matchless grace. Nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do, Father. We thank you, and we come in agreement with all the prayers that have gone up, Lord. And we always thank you for Pastor BJ, who started this radio special. It's just so special, it's hard to name this divine connection, Lord, that she started this and has blessed so many people, including me, during the pandemic and during sickness, illness, and all that. It was a fortress to run into. So we thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We ask that you bless men and women everywhere, all over this land and country, Lord God. Father, we ask that you bless the careless and the unconcerned, Father, that you bless the undertakers, Father, who have burying so many people, Father. Give them, don't let them gouge the people. Let them be lenient on the people and try to bless somebody, Father. We ask, Lord God, all the families, including my family, Lord, who have lost loved ones, Father, that you give us solace and give us your peace, Father, letting us know, Father, that you're in charge of this world. And we thank you, we praise you, we pray for the homeless people, Lord, all over the land and country, Father. Father, we know that they said it was an earthquake today. It's snowing real serious in some parts of the country, and all kind of things are going on, but you're still in charge. And, Father, we do believe that one day, sooner or later, you're going to call back COVID and all of its little derivatives back to the pits from which they came. Father, we just want to lift your name on high. We just want to praise you. We give you honor and glory. We pray for the sick and shut-in all over the land and country, whether it's COVID or otherwise, whatever it is, Lord God. Father, we pray for people with eye issues, with, Father, kidney issues, cancer, all these things that are running rampant in the world today, Lord. You are the answer. Father God, we love you. We honor you. We do give you glory. We pray for every home represented on this line, Lord. Those that are all around, anybody that's connected with anybody that's on this line, Father, we ask for your continued blessing. And, Father, just thank you, thank you, thank you for your matchless grace. Thank you for loving me, others, Lord. You say that's why you came unto us. A child is born unto us, a son is given, and the government shall rule upon his shoulder. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And his kingdom shall have no end. Lord, we love you. We honor you. We give you glory. And we ask all these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We magnify his holy name. He is worthy of all the praise and magnificence. God, we serve phenomenal from all last night and all today, just glorifying his holy name. The praise reports, glory to God. We're taking, if anybody have any prayer requests or whatever, we probably have to make sure we can get them all in, probably no more than 2 minutes and not to extend it too long. Praise God. But I do want to tell you that the lady that we were praying for, as I mentioned maybe last night, that Sister Ingram that was on the ventilator that God blessed and brought her home about 3 days ago, Sister Elder Becky's cousin, Pastor Burton's husband, God has did a miraculous thing, glory to God, because with that being out, not having dialysis for about 11 days, and they said in 2 weeks, you know, you could be gone, and the Lord blessed in that and deliverance, but he has the still need prayer for that pneumonia to clear up in him and whatever, his blood pressure to be regulated. Apostle Danny, glory to God, that was going so bad with 3 weeks of sciatica. I may have mentioned it to maybe somebody, a couple ministers on the, you know, just she told me about it the other day, didn't come online, but oh, she was thanking the Lord for the prayers
went to pray for the other day, but even anyone that touched and agreed with me that day with for Sister Carrie's baby, Isabel, and whatever like this, where she was in glory to God, going. I mean, it was still touching glow for her. She's 38. No, I don't know if she's 37 weeks or whatever. But then it got, had a turn for the No Mother Ellie that had been praying back on. I have, and then the other day the baby was turning to really, it was very detrimental that she may have lost her the other day when I didn't make connection with Mother Alexander, but with Mother Willette and whatever like this, and touching the green with prayer, there was a change even in that day. And so to last night, I think she said the blood pressure had dropped some, but the medication has brought her back online. So the Lord's blessing, the spirit in her is fighting, and the doctors even thought, you know, they did what they could in the medical part, but God has proven himself through all the prayers. So we're thanking God for that. And any other prayer, praise reports or prayer requests, we're going to use the next two. Well, I used a little bit more because I had several, anybody else has prayer requests or praise reports. We're going to take a lot of time. Each person makes two. Somebody is making a lot of noise with their phone, and you might need to mute it if you're moving around, because sometimes people's phones are real sensitive, and sometimes when they're just moving it, it makes a lot of noise. So just be careful if it's your phone, or just kind of make sure you put the receiver down if you don't want to mute it. But in the meantime, any praise reports or prayer requests, we want to take them now. Bless the Lord. And just be mindful of the length, because we have probably about maybe 12 minutes left.
Yes, praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard.
Okay.
My sister has dementia. Could you?
Yes.
Could y'all pray for her? Pray for her and pray for my daughter Teresa. For her, she's having a problem with her leg.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else? Any other prayer requests that we can take them all, so that way we can. I won't take up the time and so forth that it takes for to pray for each one. How many? Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. I witnessed to two people, and they asked me to ask y'all to keep them up in prayer. Their name is Lisa and Melinda.
Okay. They didn't have a special request. They just wanted prayer requests for just to pray for them, okay? Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and pray for their family because their family lives upstate and they have COVID, and they're asking, requesting prayer for them too.
Okay, then, praise God. Anyone else?
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
No one else? Okay. Also, your prayer for Carmelita on her job and stuff, like she went back to work today. You know, after the holiday, and said that that her manager had COVID, and her manager's family has COVID. She came to work Friday and suspected that her husband had it, but she stayed at work anyway. And then now, today, she's letting everybody know that the family has COVID, and it's two ladies, know they're nurses or what, but they one of them is a positive and one is not. So we've just been praying today that, and they said 15 minutes if you've been around that person, whether she really hadn't been around her the whole 15 minutes, but they still saying if you don't have no signs, they still want you to come to work. So in the meantime and so forth, just praying that that there was not any contamination. And then, you know, of course, we saw each other for breakfast on Christmas Day. So we're just praying coverage for them, the family, and all of us that, and also for their families, those families too, and whatever that has COVID. So just that's the request out there. So in the meanwhile, we're going to hello? Okay, we're going to make this, and anybody that have any praise reports after we pray, then we'll take those. Well, we're going to do this quickly, have and make it really brief. Sister, Mother Alexander, if you take that prayer request for Rachel with Lisa and Melinda and family, and also for Brother Black, if you take the prayer request for Teresa and also for Fat Mother McCormick's sister with dementia. Pray for those two. And Carmelita. I just wanted to give that to Pastor Bird. I know she's been praying already in the background, but just in case she have a word after that prayer requested for the body and whatever. So we'll give that last one because I know then we'll move forward from that and go get ready to go into our new year. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, take the prayer requests in the order that are given to Mother.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, bring Lisa and Melinda before you, Lord. Whatever the need is, Lord God, you know it's all, Heavenly Father, but we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch these two young ladies, Lord God. Whatever their needs are, Lord, we claim it's met according to your word, Lord God. We binding up anything that is not of you that come against them in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We ask for victory around them, Lord God. And for the family, Lord God, they said pestilence up there with them. We bind up that pestilence right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen them that they will stand against it, Lord God, and do the things that is pleasing, Lord God, because with this pestilence, we got to pray. Oh, Lord, touch the heart that they will cry out. Pray, Lord God, that this false spirit got to loose them, because according to the girl, they said that they have COVID. And we bind up that pestilence of COVID because it shall not have authority over the people of God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing it to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Yes, Father, we just lift up Mother McCormick's sister, and we speak to you right now, dementia, in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Amen. You're under the name of Jesus, dementia. And we look to the hills from whence cometh our help. And we call you, denounce now. And we speak healing in return in its place. Dementia, we bind you up and cast you back to the place from whence you came. And we loose a sound mind, a mind that's articulate, a mind of Christ, remembering things. And we thank you, Father God. There's a new horizon. And even we lift up Teresa right now, God. Lord, have a one-on-one with her, an intimate one-on-one with her, God. Let her pour out before you, God. Lord, the stress and the worries, God. Lord, that she can rest and relax in you before the surgery, God, do a new thing completely in her life, God, that she'll never, ever be the same again. And we thank you. We call it done, God. We expect it. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen. Amen.
Pray for her leg.
Oh, Father God, in her legs, God. Lord, just as it, whatever the condition is, God, we speak to it. We denounce it. We rebuke it. We don't receive it. And we command it to reverse and become normal in the name of Jesus, God. No arthritis, no pain, no hurts, God, no swollenness. Every fiber in her being is normal. The blood flow, the tendons, the ligaments, the tissues, the everything. No neuropathy, God. Hallelujah, God. Normal walk. In the name of Jesus. From this day forth, God, a constructive miracle. We speak it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. We lift up Carmelita to you right now, God. She's wonderfully and fearfully made by you. She's your servant, God, and she's called by your name. I thank you now for a blood covering over her and her family and her co-workers now, God, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Father God, that she's covered from COVID and any of the
sickness now in the precious name of Jesus. We are praying, Father God, for a safe working environment. You know her needs and you know her desire, Father God. So we say in the name of Jesus that Corbett got the bow to the name of Jesus. For you are a healer, God. You already sent your word to heal us. So I thank you that she is healed and whole. Any other sickness or anything else in that body, joint pains or any other thing, got to go. It is under the blood. So I thank you, Father God, that she will be able to work the way she's supposed to unless she wants to be off. In Jesus' name, and we bind up the works of the devil right now in Jesus' name, and we thank you for healing. We thank you for wholeness now, and we bless her and her family in the precious name of Jesus, and we call it done, because whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, believing it in our hearts, it shall be done. So we believe you, God, that she is working now in safety. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise God. If Pastor don't have anything else to say to share with the body, then we're going to ready to celebrate Jesus and get off the line and just glorify him. But right now, I just want to just ask if you have a voice to lift up everything that has a voice to glorify the Lord and thank him for all that what he's done and what he's about to do and what he's caused us to embark upon, and thanking God and celebrating him for all his great and mighty acts and even those that we have prayed for tonight. We just want to give thanksgiving. Lord, we just bless you and honor you tonight. Thank you for everything that you've done. We bless you. Oh, Lord, I love you. I magnify you. I adore you. You are worthy of the praise, God. We thank you for not giving you on our side. Where will we be? Oh, God, we lift your name up. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, for in your presence, fullness of joy. We thank you, glory to God, that we've been there and do it for a night. But joy comes in the morning. We thank you for doing the Lord here at our presence.
Yeah.
and
your will,
here
Lord,
we are, God.
Open
word,
arms,
Lord, that
serves
Lord.
You. Oh, God, help us like
contrite
never before.
Heart,
in obedience to the
Spirit.
We're magnified in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah.
To
your glory to God, lives changing.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to our salvation
yes,
coming.
To
our loved
here
ones and our over our people around us, even our enemies. Glory to God,
Jesus,
coming to a place that they recognize
way.
They need a Savior.
According
God,
to your way.
For wisdom and discernment.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
A
refreshing. Thanksgiving to be in us more. Our eyes will be fixed on you the more.
Increase,
on the prize.
God.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
even to hear what you have to
God.
Say
Lord.
And do it in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
We
God, we bless you.
More
oh,
people,
God,
and they say, what must we do?
In the name of Jesus, for our leaders. Oh, God,
in
for our
Jesus' name, God.
Even for
bless
this United States.
For
all that
Lord.
You've done and doing. You're worthy of
the
praise.
For
our children.
Oh, God. Even for the ministers, God. To the one that hears and looks on, God, participates one by one
in the name of
according to your word.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory to your holy name.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you for our daily bread. You said, answer not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of your mouth, help us, glory to God. To eat our daily
in
bread.
Thy presence is fullness of joy.
And grow thereby.
At thy right hand,
thank
there are pleasures forevermore, God.
Thank you, Lord. Something like that, dear, that panteth after the water brook. No more I but Christ. You will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You will walk in faith.
Be glorified, God.
Glory,
and the earth and his temples. Be glorified.
Fall on us, Lord. Anointing, yes. Carry out your mission, yes.
Let the
hallelujah.
Of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Anointing, fall
on me. Bless the Lord. I bless him. I bless him. Be blessed of the Lord, celebrating Jesus going into the new year 2023. Praise the Lord. Bless God. As we come all throughout the week, different ones, we pray and celebrate as we go over and cross over, glorifying the Most High God. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged. Be blessed.
Next week, I'll be on the road, baby. Thank you.
Wow. Where you headed, Mother?
I know God is going to send me home, baby.
Well, praise God. And we believe in God for that.
I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hey, hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. With angels being in camp and ministering angels go with you. We love you. So long. God bless you. And let us continue to pray one for another and continue to lift up Jesus every day and night. Glory to God. Pray glory to God against every satanic and demonic force that will come against our lives. We seek life, health, wholeness, peace, and joy. Glory to God, debt cancellation, and also glory to God, abundance
you,
and joy in the will of God, as well
thank
as the financial.
Hallelujah.
I love you. Bless the Lord.
Love
celebrate
you
Jesus.
Shalom.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You just come on if you want to. How y'all sleeping? Your baby sleeping too? Oh, okay then. That's a different friend. I had different ones praying for praise reports and for requesting about what went on today, and then to praying for the family of you, for you and the family. No disease, no nothing, no whatever. So we just keeping everything lifted up in prayer, and Lord, say the same. We don't believe God, and any tests need to be done. We don't believe all is negative. But anyway, I'll go ahead and call her and check on her. But she seems to be doing okay to you. Oh, so you don't have no sign of stuff there at the house? Okay. Well, I pray that that everything goes well with you, releasing of any tension or pressure you go to sleep to. Okay, then, I'm going to let you go. We just got off a little while ago. I didn't know whether you was on your meeting or not. Go ahead and finish it, but it's best to get it while you're sleeping. Love you, kid. Hi, I'm just hearing from you, so I just wanted to ask your mama, was you okay and was you up and whatever? She said you had said the call, but the studio probably wasn't night for the prayer, and we just got off, so I said I'll just go ahead and call you to check on you. So how was your time up there? She said you believe you was having a nice time, so how were you?
It was fine.
Yeah, she said that. Oh, you didn't say she had a cough. She said your nose was bothering you. You got to watch both of those things then.
Yeah, but sometimes
it's draining down that way. It started a little bit okay because I was telling you, you have to keep that, to how hot you are, you got to, this weather changes up. You're just going to have to just peel off and be careful because this is pneumonia weather. So this is why I try to talk to you. I'm not trying to hurt you, be trying to help you, because I know the pattern. This is the same pattern every year sometimes when it comes up like this. So I'm just trying to get you to watch it, watch the pattern. So you got to, so regardless, just to feel off. But we got to find out whether this is sinus medicine and whatever like this, because you those are kind of symptoms that are, some of the stuff that be going on. So we praying it's not past the bird already. Pray tonight, come leave this job, and also for you, too, I'm praying that, the in and out, and then you had to visit with other people. That's why I told her, also, besides her taking a COVID test for her job, to find out about yours, about you being away, or you come over to see if they can find it. But we were trying to finally get they are shortage on these kits, but the president said you're trying to get some more out next month, but I just have to make an appointment to get your nose flight. They say they'll flight my nose on Monday. So in the meantime, we just pray right now that just a cold and that you can find some sinus medicine somewhere. If not, she's going to have to get some tomorrow. So in the meantime, you don't see no little box in there with allergy, but you got to look at the date too. Okay. You don't have no, one thing is too, you don't like to, but it's important, a little bit of warm water with salt water and gargle and spit it back out about 3 or 4 times. Get the water good and warm. Pour a little bit of salt in it and gargle it. Don't swallow it, okay? That's something that helps too with the cold. Are you listening, Mommy?
I say okay.
Okay, then. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you go and speak of healing and deliverance and blessings and thanking God that he brought you back home safely, and pray that everybody that's around, that you all were around, that nobody up there was not without their shots. Everybody was fine. There were too many crowds that you were around. Pray that they be, you be safe and they be safe too. In the name of Jesus. What's the most people y'all had at one time? 14, 15? 10, 5. No, I'm saying, you know what, it was a crowded place where you were, there's a lot of people you were around or not.
Yeah, it was, and felt like our family, and then one of the cousins' wife came over.
Yeah. Well, we pray all be well. In the meantime, you go ahead and try to rest, and like I said, I pray you do. If you're, I don't know if you got any lemons to suck on, but with some peppermint, if y'all got some peppermint in there. If not, just a little bit of salt in it, if you don't have, but I pray you do gargle. But in the meantime, if you got a lemon, you can put some a little bit of salt down in instead of sugar and just suck on it, too. Well, we talk to you later, and you have a blessing. I'll be praying for you through the night. I'm glad you had a nice time and was safe. You got to go to work this week?
No.
Oh, didn't you put you on the schedule yet? Okay, then, well, if you don't check with them and they don't tell you no, then we can say until you finish.
I checked my son before
and
went out and I was up there, so I don't know.
But you, oh, I'm talking about you check your schedule when you get back, so you won't be surprised that you're supposed to be on duty and not do the, so yeah.
I'll check tomorrow, but when I looked on that paper thing before I left, I was scheduled set for the week, for this week, the 26th. I guess through Sunday, whatever. I wasn't up there, so I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes people will surprise you and kind of put you on the spot. Okay, so all you do is just in the afternoon is calling, or sometime another just checking and whatever. It's because you wasn't on the schedule, but you're just trying to make sure what day you are going to be on the schedule. Because right now you wasn't on the schedule, so you didn't have no plans or, you know, some things came up yet. Have a plan for the day because you didn't know you was on. So at least you had a note up. You got to go tomorrow.
So I don't work on Monday, but I'll see tomorrow when I call up there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad about that so that way you can, no, tomorrow is Tuesday. That's what I'm talking about here. Just so you want.
I know. I was just saying today I wouldn't have worked this way, but they did.
No, because that's so that way you won't come all stopped up. And that way maybe they'll give you another day to take that medicine. And clear your stuff up some a little bit. But then probably have to go all the way out there and then have to end up coming right back. But it's your nose. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a cold, but you're just checking anyway to see whether you're going to schedule. That's all you can say. And then they're like, oh, okay, then maybe you need to come in on Wednesday or Thursday. But anyway, we talk to you later, though.
All right,
love you. Take care.
Protected. flush out germs that cause congestion or worse can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Novocain to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Novocain has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Novocain, clean nose, healthy life. Are you over 50? Would you to get up to 33% more to health in retirement? Then hold on up for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts. From a leading program on maximizing your income. That's right, free. This free book really is a little known secrets about it. Understand terms that will help you make the right for money. And it's free. Go right for your free book. It has a bonus. Also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched over 100 annuities and summarized the rates and benefits of annuities from financially strong insurers. Again, that's annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers. Absolutely free. The place ours in it. Save 1-4713. That's a heuristic at 1-473.
In the world's worst. You can reach up and change the life of a suffering child right now. A surgery that can take 45 minutes.
All right.
Call you, Black Sands, before I get ready to go to bed.
Well, bless the Lord. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I just been a little tired. Going from one thing to the other.
Yeah, that will be. Yeah.
Call you before I get ready. Take my pill, go back to the pill. Take it before I go to sleep. Get some time.
Yeah, I was taking that blood pressure pill a while before we got ready to come online, and I'm like, ooh, I hope it, well, sometime it will before I got ready to come online. I'm just praying, Lord bless. Do not keep me up all night. Let me be able to rest, and maybe it'll work good for me in the morning.
Yeah, I wish I should have took mine a little early, because I know what I'll use after when I take it like this time. It'll be, because I didn't want to take it overnight, because I know pearls night and I was
busy yawning and sleeping. Yeah.
So I said, I had to wait. Wait
to take it. So
I know what it's going to have me. You
have
me going to the bathroom like twice. I know twice.
That's all? That's all? Girl, you blessed. When I take mine 5, 6, 7 times. When I tell you. Yeah, that's why I tell you when that pill blew, when I tell you I'll be up all night sometime when I take it 30 times. I've said that many times. I don't get no sleep. It messes my sleep up when I take it a certain time, and I'm just praying that I didn't mess up and give it the wrong time tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'll
be trying to get some sleep in between that, but the old death, it'll do that to me. Well, bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did want to tell you about, my sister. Wait, I told you about my sister's I didn't understand what when you call for, what I should get on my when they call for, well, not when you call for people to come in, what you call that?
You talking about hospital?
I thought we
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
because anybody that I know that work in nursing or work in at AIDS and whatever like this, and yeah, that's what, let me just hand this home, because that's the closest one I can tell. But all the people that I know and anything I know about any of that, let me see if she's working right now. Hold on a minute. What the world? What's happening? I hit the wrong button. Pam Kincaid, let's see if you have. Or is she on another assignment?
Hello?
Hey, darling, I have Mother McCormick going. We've got a question about Hoskins, and I'm not, you know, I say the word.
You say that you got a question about
hospice? Yes, one of my sisters on the line. From what I understand is when people are transitioning out, but see her. Well, I'll let her talk to you, because
okay.
One of her relatives telling her no, it's not that. So I'll let you explain. Mother McCormick. Beth is Kincaid, you know Pam that be on the prayer line, on whatever periodically. She's in the nursing field. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What I want to ask you, because my niece, she stayed with my sister, and she said she needed some help.
She has dementia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she has dementia. She needs some help with her mother. She already got a nurse that be there with her, but she said she had to call her hospice in.
Uh-huh.
And she was saying it wasn't like she was going to leave here right now, that we had nothing to worry about, but she just wanted to tell the family that she called hospice to help her out.
She should have called palliative care if she's not ready. You know, not transitioning so fast. She needs palliative care. Palliative care will, they'll come and they will manage her medicine. So is she needing somebody to stay with her?
No,
she needs somebody to come in and bathe her, or what?
Well, she got a nurse that comes in the daytime, but she just needs someone to help her. I guess. Maybe they must be. I don't know if I haven't been down there yet. Unless she just needs somebody to help her at night time or something. I don't know.
Hospice is not going to send that kind of people. Hospice is only going to send somebody maybe once or twice a week, just depending on how she's doing. We could give her a bath. They're not going to send nobody to sit with her. They'll come in and give her a bath, and the nurse will come in once a week, or once or twice a week, just depending on how far along she is. But if she just needs somebody to come in and help her to stay with her mother, they're not going to do that.
The only time
possible. So she can't walk. She has got so she can't walk. Yeah, I think she can't walk. So
what she needed to call social service and get them to send her. Increase her hours for her nurse to come in and help and stay with her longer. And then they can give her some evening or even not overnight, maybe like from 5 or 6 up to 7 or 8 o'clock at night. That's about as much as social service is going to do for sending out home care to her. That's what she's looking for. But hospice is not the one. Unless she's ready to transition.
Oh.
Hospice is for that.
I said that's what we both was knowing. What I know of, that's the only time, not just for nobody to come in, just for no extra help. So something's not right. Something's not being told to you right.
Yeah, hospice is not. Let me tell you something. Hospice will come in and they'll assess her. And they will see where she is, and if she doesn't need hospice care, they will pull out.
maybe they, like I said, I hadn't been down there. When they sent me a video to show me how she looked, and she had, she lost so much weight. She looked good in her face, but her arms, they said her arms got as big as her leg, actually. And she just lost so much weight.
Down there with that niece,
and things going on, and she's supposed to be doing and not doing, and now, Glory, I'm at a different place, and she's turning back around and not being honest with the family. We rebuke that, bind it up. God, we pray that she can't rest this week because she tell the truth. In the name of Jesus, and I pray Mother Magdalene find out every information she can find out from any one of her other nieces or anybody else there, or have somebody go and check and find that out. And then when she talks to her again, she can also boldly let her know, no, I know that's not the purpose that they come in, and I got confirmation. So would you tell me the truth? What is going on there? In the name of Jesus. So, Mother, I pray that you just stand boldly like you normally bold and let this her know that you are not deceived by this. Now, what is going on with my sister? And, Father, I pray, glory to God, that you touch Mother Magdalene's heart and bind up the forces of the enemy that will have her mind racing, but just give her wisdom who she needs to talk to. And if she makes calls for her own peace of mind, then she do what she needs to do. And I'm praying anybody on the other end that they will not be down there because we can't see and saying, don't come. Glory to God, if God put in the heart for you and your daughter to go and just pray before you make any move, and say to the Lord with all your heart, lean up, you understand, if God say go, what she say is not going to matter. And in the meantime, if God don't give it to her to tell them that what day they come in, then don't be it, because that way they can walk up and find out for themselves what's going on. In the name of Jesus. The Bible even say, don't let your right hand know what your left hand do it. If somebody's turned back around and playing a deceiving game like this, then that way some things you got to walk up and find out for yourself. So, Lord, I just bless you for the peace. I bless you for the joy. I pray right now against any voice of anything that's trying to speak something that happened before it happened. The blood of Jesus, we speak in life. We speak in health. We speak in holy. We pray, glory to God, that you give her an appetite that she will eat. And what if she's not been able to eat and she's not fixing the food right, God, somebody else could have been fixing that food, or she could have bought something and dressed it up. Glory, enough for the woman's taste. God, we rebuke Satan and all his little setups and traps. And we speak life, God. Let this thing turn around. Whatever's going on down there, turn around and favorable in the name of Jesus. And, God, I pray, glory to God, you bless them on the highway. Glory to God, if they travel, whatever day they go or decide to go, God, I pray right now, no incidents, accident, nothing going on in the name of Jesus, we pray. And, God, I call back peace and joy and angels being kept and the blood covering in Jesus' name. This girl is calling back and forth. You know, Carrie, that we pray for about the baby. He just said he called her while we were talking. Hold on a minute. Hello, Carrie.
Praise the Lord.
I went on the phone praying with Mother McCormick and about a situation. Is everything okay? She's on the line with me right now. You done called two times, so I had to stop.
Oh, call me when you're finished. I'm going to try calling the line and going to go through it.
On the other line, on the other phone?
Yeah. Call me when you're finished.
But anyway, are you okay, though, other than that and the baby?
Well, the same thing that I told you today. You know, a new doctor came and I was
telling me
some stuff.
Finish. She's on the line. You just prayed with Mother McCormick the other night. She's on the line. But I mean, Bob, Mother McCormick, I might need to let you go anyway so you can rest then.
Oh, okay, then. Well, I'll talk to you again.
Okay, then. All right, then. We love you. You be encouraged.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. All right, Carrie, go ahead. Carrie. Go ahead. Whatever you're about to say.
Oh, the doctor came in and showed me that, your baby is really sick. And she just gets well on the water. Well, I know she's sick. By the way, he was talking like he was just, you know, it felt me to feel so frustrated, so bad. The way he was talking.
Well, what we say when he brought, when things come up, Terry. Just go ahead and finish telling the circle. They already told you how you you defend yourself with the word. Go ahead. Because we know right now why she's...
I wasn't feeling any pressure. I'm just telling y'all he was doing, you know, always saying it.
But when you're talking to me, you sound so sad when you're talking, and you're not talking like you're so, this is what the doctor says, da-da-da-da-da. You sound...
I'm sorry if I...
Okay, please, ma'am. Let's change that real quick then. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, he said that the baby, the machine is helping her through everything. It's like she's on her own, and he's telling me like he's not sure whether she's going to, you know, he's on our horn, so you know, I just listen to him.
So
but, you know,
tell me, say this, make it clear what you're saying. He's not sure she's gonna be breathing on her own.
But no.
Uh huh.
She's really sick.
Yeah. So why she really sick? Oh, you telling me what's going on? That's what you should be asking. So when you say she really sick, we know she got some problems. What are you saying?
Uh-huh.
What did you say to him?
I said, I understand what you're saying, that she's sick. I heard that her organs are small, you know, not responding to, you know, natural air. She has to be using the machine. And, you know, it was explained to me about the other day when they had to give her some more medication for her pressure to go up. And, you know, it's a little high. You know, it was, you know, tell me everything that the nurse had told me.
Okay, so what he was saying about the organs, they're small, but what's going on with him?
You don't really explain much.
Okay.
But, I mean, what the nurse had told you before is the same thing he's talking about. And he said that they did some tests.
Uh-huh.
And they're still waiting on the results to come out.
Okay, okay.
So you let me know what's going on with that.
All right.
Yes, and he said that, I was asking, what do you think, you know, had happened? You know, how is she so sick?
Uh-huh.
And he's saying, maybe I didn't have enough fluid in my body, and the baby wouldn't respond very well. He didn't. Her own poop and stuff like that. She was really sick inside me. I told him that I did an ultrasound the last time. They didn't say anything pertaining to that.
Right.
They also said that the fluid was a little low, and they sent me upstairs to get some fluid, but they didn't put any fluid in me. They also said that I'm supposed to drink a lot of water, but I was drinking a whole lot of water.
Yeah.
That was it. They didn't really do anything.
And they probably should have gave you some fluid then. At the time, they say it was a little low drinking water. And what about it?
All they did was testify was like leaking. I wasn't.
You said just
leaked.
And you said you were leaking or you wasn't?
It was leaking.
That means they should have given you something if it was leaking out.
But they checked it out, but it wasn't leaking.
Oh, okay, it wasn't leaking, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't leaking. And the blood test on me, nothing negative. It was okay.
Well, Lord Jesus, you
yep.
Work a miracle continuously in this baby. In Jesus' name, let them be amazed about how she come out. Like that lady said, she had a baby out of town, and Pastor Prophet's bird, not bird, I mean Benjamin, and whatever, her baby was a 2 pound. A grandbaby. Grandbaby was 2 pounds or 3. She said, go to the hospital, hold her right there in her little hand. And what about this? And so, he don't know, she's 2 pounds or 3 pounds.
Wow.
And that little girl and graduated from high school.
She's a big girl now.
Yeah, fine. For a little while, she had to have a tube in her stomach for a little while. For, I can't remember how many months. Did she have it in over a year? Or whatever, like this right here. But other than that, yeah, please, this girl, you don't think nothing was ever wrong with her. So God can do some, and my sister said her baby, and he is 6'5", he's been with his family over in Texas, and she said he was a preemie. Did she say her baby was 3 months? My nephew boy, yes, just hearing the mama tell the story, that's all you know. Because that big tall guy, you never think nothing ever was ever. He was not no prince. So God is in God's hands. And we're just going to keep standing on his word until he tells us otherwise. So he's fighting the victory in Christ Jesus for the Lord to bless this baby to come out of this and that nobody gets too happy to turn back around and change nothing or do nothing. She get all the proper care that she needs. May God just bless her favor and some of her heart. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
In Jesus' name, and trust His mother to God. Strengthen and encourage her to hold on, because when you hear these different things that go on, whether it was a child or an adult, just hearing this crisis mode, you just have to just go and just pray. Might cry, but I'm going to pray. Might cry some more, but I'm going to pray. With some faith that God, I'm believing you to bring this baby out of this person, out of this whatever. Yes, keep them believing God for the miracles. And then I wanted to say the whatever I had in my mind, but then we made these prayers and started getting a little cold. I wanted to tell that praise report, and I had it in mind before we got all the way down for that, about, well, I did say about Isabella, but and to pray. But I'm talking about that one that you said about.
Oh, man.
Yes, the elderly guy that, on Joe Osteen ministry, yeah. But in the meantime, we speak right now, blessings. Father, we come before you, celebrating you, glory to God, and believing you for great things, and thanking you for all that you already done, thanking you for your word and your promises. And we thank you, Lord God, you say, call upon you and you'll answer. God, forgive us for every offense, any doubt, any unbelief, anything that the enemy try to come in and steal, try to shake our faith. God, we know, glory to God, these things are presented before us. But God, we know that you're greater than every situation that comes up against us. You said, greater one is on the inside. You said in your word, and you said all power is in your hand. And you gave us power and authority to bind and to loosen. You told us to have faith in you. Faith is the one that moves the mountain. And God, you said, when we come to you, Lord, I believe that you are God and reward of them that diligently seek you. Because, glory to God, the enemy comes in like a flood. You said, you'll raise up the standard. So we call down these strongholds, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We bring it down in captivity in obedience to your word. And God, we just thank you right now, glory, for deliverance, healing. You said by your stripes we are healed. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word. You did this already at Calvary. It's that thief, that liar, glory to God, that comes in to steal life, health, and strength, and blessings and whatever you have for us, but we bind him up and loosen from his assignment. We speak life to Isabella. We continue to speak that all these organs operate like that blood flow, glory to God, breathing, everything, glory to respiratory, all glory. And we pray that this baby's going to cry and breathe out, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We pray amazement even to the doctors. We pray, glory to God, and we'll be in awe, glory to God, for the miraculous things that you still continue to do, that we'll never get to a point that we get so relaxed in your amazing grace. God, we're thanking you, Lord God, to just bless and breathe on this baby. Breathe in her. Breathe through her. Oh, God, let her be raised up in the apparition of the Lord. Let her mother get stronger and stronger in your word to call upon you, Lord, and pray and seek your faith and hold on to the promise and meditate, glory to God, not keep looking at the baby's circumstances, but keep looking to you, what you're able to do, and meditate on other things, glory to God, of your word and your promise, and start praying for others and start thanking you for what you've already done and how you brought me out of this and that, and all the things you just brought me through, even through this year, as we would celebrate tonight. Even thanking you for all that you done did, even through the grief, through the sorrow, through the pain, through the agony, through the blessings and the anointing, through the healing, through the encouragement, through all the things that you provided and things, glory to God, that you did that was in so miraculous, all glory to God for so many things that we can thank you how you still giving us strength and courage and love and forgiveness and the power and the courage to keep going on, giving you glory, how you never left us off and say, help her, glory to God, just to meditate on your goodness and keep speaking what your word says. In the name of Jesus, we just love you. Pray for Carrie to have good rest and sleep. Pray life. We pray, glory to God, the anointing, glory to God, that destroys jokes. We just pray for our brothers and sisters. We pray, glory to God, that's for all the prayer warriors and all the ones around the globe and our leaders and whatever. We just pray, glory to God, for those that are going through in their bodies, going through in their minds, going through with this COVID, going through in our nation, going through. God is so much, God, so we can meditate on you and your word, and more than glory to God, the things that's going on direct in our lives, because you said if we seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, everything else will be added. And so if we stand in the gap and think about others, God, we've been leaving behind the scenes, you working on our behalf. So just strengthen her, encourage her, and bless, glory to God, while we're believing God, glory to God, for you to move in such a way that nobody can give him glory. Pray for
Mother McCormick, too. Glory to God in this situation. Go right with us, sister. We pray in healing and deliverance. We just pray for so many people that's going through. Pray blessings over Mother Alexander and all the prayer warriors and all those ones that are standing in the gap to us. Also for Isabella, we pray, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that are caregivers and doctors and whatever. They have facts from what God has given them knowledge of and from what they can see. But God, the God that we serve, is the creator. And glory to God, and we stand on his word that he, glory to God, has the last say so in every situation. When man says, if that's it, God turns back around and see, he said that, thought it was over before now. But what did God do? So, God, we just stand in glory to God on your word. And we release these things back in your hands. And we bind up the death thing, and we bind up the spirit that will come to torment, to agitate, to get in our dreams and sleep and whatever. And rebuke him, bind him, and loose him, and send him back to the dry place. And we speak life. And we speak health and wholeness and peace and joy and strength and encouragement. And glory to God, even blessings. And even blessings, even some, not only in the prayer life, but also in the financial blessings. In Jesus' name, but our desire to go into the new year, celebrating you and believing you for greater things, and that we'll be stronger in you, standing on your word, and your word be manifest in our lives as we stand in the gap for others. In Jesus' name, cover our families. Cover all, glory to God. All, glory to God, our church family as well. We give these things back to you and release it and call out peace and joy back in and the meditation of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Favor. Favor. Favor not fair when it comes to Jesus. He'll take us on the back of the line and put us in the front. And he'll turn things around when the enemy thinks, glory to God, he got the upper hand. God says no weapon, no matter how they're formed, they'll be formed. But they're not going to prosper to accomplish what they want. Some people get caught up in the fact that the progress that the enemy seems to be making, that we forget about the God that we serve, that can turn back around and snatch things up and turn it all the way around. He brings water out of a rock in the desert. Oh, my God. Anything, no matter, look like it's dried up and it's over with and no provisions being made, he is the provider, Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shalom will give us that peace that passes all understanding. He said when we keep our hearts and minds on him, all steadfast on him. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing grace. Yes, indeed. Well, darling, the Lord say the same. We're going to say good night, and you have sweet sleep and rest, and we keep meditating on the goodness of God in Jesus' name. And you got to get in your dreams, bind them up before you go to sleep, and plead the blood of Jesus and go to sleep with some word in your spirit or a song of praise or something. Amen?
Praise God.
We love you, darling. Got off the phone with Carrie Frank with her, but Mother McCormick had called a little while ago, and so we was praying because it sounded like her niece down there sending deception messages. But I had to call in for a minute. What I really called you just to say, and I say that in a minute, but I was like, oh, if that woman wasn't under the anointing, I hope you heard her tonight. Oh, she was fired up. She prayed 20 minutes. She was so fired up. You hear? Oh, man, God, you must have didn't meet her yet, the prophetess, Lillian. That thing was flowing, and I couldn't touch it. I said, Lord, bless her. She was flowing in it, boy. Praise God. Bless the Lord. God balanced everything out, and we still had time. For everybody that prayed, everybody, bless the Lord. Even Mother McCormick got fired up for a little bit. But anyway, praise the Lord. We thank God for all the prayers and the celebrations in Jesus' name. And you stayed the whole time, even all the way through the praise. Go and got something to eat. Just go get something to eat. Well, praise God. I said, Pastor, hang out the whole time. I said, she must have had to go get something to eat because I didn't know whether you had ate early this tonight or you the reason why you was on so long.
or bless the Lord, or the Lord was dealing with you about something. So
well,
praise God.
Yeah. I had already had my other
food
too.
Well, praise God.
Yeah, I was waiting on it. I'm waiting on my feet.
Well, bless the Lord. I hope it turned out good.
Is it?
Yes, yes.
I'm trying to get back to eating, so that's what I've been doing here. My appetite's on the left food, but I found myself too junk.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Back and that one meal.
Yeah. That's what happened to me, was just not have eaten it for
and
a couple of days. Mm-hmm.
My blood
is going
to go up, so I had to get back to having that one meal at least. So.
Yeah, that's what I had on today, because them other two, like I say, them other couple of nights, the night before and the night before that, a little bit of handful of sweet peas and rice, and then the night before that, I had a sandwich. I'm like, oh, no, my body can feel it. You got to get back and get a meal cooked up in here. So I was able to cook yesterday before we come on and whatever, and then I ate before that time. So I thank the Lord for that. And I made a big old salad. I don't know whether it was, oh, God, what time of day it was. I don't know whether it was 2 o'clock or whatever like this, but no, we're talking a couple of days. Yeah, about 2 o'clock. Made a big old salad on a plate and chopped up some of that chicken that I had cooked and whatever. I had some, a couple of pieces of fries, a couple, and most of it was baked. Barbecue, I chopped that boy up. Then I went and got a potato. I shouldn't have got that potato. It was too big, one of them long potatoes. And I didn't even end up wasting it because half of it over there on the table now, but I got to throw that away because it's been too long. I won't be eating that. But I had that salad. Boy, that boy was so good. It filled me up after a while. I was like, wait a minute, you shouldn't even eat none of that potato. I had ate half of it. But bless the Lord. But going back to Mother McCormick, she called me right back to the party. She take a bed and go to sleep. She said, I want to ask you something. My sister, I want to, when I was talking about praying for my niece had called us and told us that she called Hoskins in to help her. Hoskins in to help her? I said, don't you have a nurse? She said, yeah, she have a nurse that come in tell her to help. And I'm like, hospice always, she know the same thing. I'm thinking, I never know no hospice come and help. Hospice is, you know, so like that when you transition out, and that's what she was saying. And I was saying, okay. And I said, all I know is that's it. I said, I never heard anything any different. I said, well, okay, then. And she got a, so we just go ahead. I called Pam, because Pam still, you know, working that field, and then she also had plenty. So just to bring clarity so she can be able to hear it through somebody working that field, because she know the same thing I know. So we know, I said, that niece is being deceptive, because she's telling her, oh, we don't want you to come down and just tell everybody, she's all right and whatever. She sent us a video. She said when she saw her sister on the video, her face looked good, but in the meantime, her arms are so small and just by the size, her arms look like by the size of her legs small, so she ain't been eating because they've been giving her insurance. So when Pam came on there, she said, no, they should, if they need some extra help, she should be calling. She said another company, but then she also said, well, then maybe with social service asking for the nurse to get extra hours, but maybe that person get extra hours so they can come in and help like that. But no, that's what we were saying. Hospice is not for that. So no, not that they come in at first, and if they're not really going out right away, you know, they may come in and assess the place, assess her, and then maybe send a nurse in maybe once a week. But if it's really anything, they're coming in on regular. So that's, you know, that's what our mother said, yeah, and that's what we said agree. So we just get the confirmation that that niece is being accepted, because she tells us, oh, no, y'all have to come down, because we said we're going to come down. And she's talking about, no, you have to come down. And she's telling me, I said, well, like the parents said, they need this food. They give her insurance, but she's not eating it. She don't have no taste. We got to give her something to make a taste with some of the food or something, to see if she can eat something. That's why she could take, what her mother said, she done lost so much weight. So, but anyway, so I was like, this niece right here has got some deception going on or something. So, you know, we said, we go ahead and pray and seek the Lord and find out if God giving y'all to go, y'all go ahead on the go. And your right hand don't have to go with the left hand, do it. And I said, matter of fact, don't your son-in-law in there is a nurse. And I said, and you ask him,
I know he could be able to tell you the same thing that we already were saying before Pat called the phone. She said, I did ask him, and she said, he didn't say nothing. He just dropped the pen. She said, I know that look. So I was saying, that's confirmation, right? He might not want to hurt your feelings or say nothing like this just in case, you know, something. So I'm like, what in the world? So I just told her, so we done prayed and speaking, you know, anything that, you know, to try to come in the press or any sort of voices or anything like this. But anyway, that she just go ahead. If you need some information, like she said, she going to call the other niece that she can talk to and get information. After that, we're going to pray for a conviction on that niece's heart that she gave the rest of the week, that she don't tell the truth and whatever's going down there is something she's doing that she don't supposed to be doing and whatever like this right here that God will reveal. But we're going to speak blessings and ask the Lord just the blessing in the midst of this and God just restore. But in the meantime, you and your daughter, God put in your heart to go, don't even say nothing. Just go in and whatever like this. This is her sister's daughter and whatever. It's one of the ones that hard-headed. When people say when they be trying to talk to her and tell her about some things and there's some things to help or do whatever, she's just hard-headed. She's just setting her ways about things. And so she's telling everybody, oh, I want to call hospice there just to help me. I just needed some help. But y'all didn't have to come. Y'all have to come. Everything's all right. And I wonder what in the world. And she said, all I know is hospice always be for somebody when they're transitioning. So why would she tell her that? But she said, that's what she knows. So she said, sometimes I'm just going to call. And I said, yeah, that is true. So I just told, just had to tell her. I just wanted to confirm because she just even had the patient stuff too long and just did it. But anyway, and she knows. About, so I just said, just confirmation of what's already in her heart and her. And her. Huh?
Self-confirmation. That's the most of the time is self-confirmation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what is going on with that down there. So, like, turn back around and her, I know that would hurt her so much, this child lying and something happened to her sister, because that's her last sister. And she turned back around and played this little game out because that's in her hometown. That's, I think they got a ride. Is it 2 hours or 2.5? I think it's 2 hours. I think it's 2, though. I think it's 2 hours or 2. I don't think it's no 3 hours. But I don't think it's over 2.5 hours where they have to ride to go to her hometown to, Lord, I know the place, and all of a sudden I'm about to say, is it Clinton? No, you live in Clinton. What is this other place that's under the water back here? I know her hometown. It's going to come to me in a little bit. But she's up in High Point, up in, near Winston-Salem in Greensboro. And so they, Lord, it's going to come to me after a while, praise God. But in the meantime, it's up over in this place. No, that's over in, that's South Carolina. What is that place? Now, Pam is from Lenore. You from Clinton. Golly, I know that name. Much as I know that name. Why in the world is not coming to me right now to tell you where that is?
Where is it near? Is it near Hilton Head?
Oh, no, it ain't going that far down. No. That's too far down. We're talking about over... what's another town? Because that's even where her niece is from. Rachel, that'd be on the phone. We were just talking about that place. Okay, let me look on the thing here. You're Clint. You're
hours. It was to be
alone. I know that place, and I just came.
Yes.
No place like coming back this way. It's going out that way down. And it's not that far. Matter of fact, it's not that far from the edge of, it's the edge of, Carolina, what's the next state? The next state would be, it's not Tennessee, it's got to be Georgia. Wait, where's the map at? Where's the map? Oh, I just go through Google. You go through Google. You're in Greenville. Let's say, let me look for Lenore. Let's see, for Lenore. A map of Lenore.
That's where Pam is from. That's south. That's north. That's too high up, though. No, the north is too high up. What else? What else? Yeah, show me the whole map, though. Show me Lenore in the map. South Carolina. Lenore, South Carolina on the map. Oh, my phone acting crazy, honey. It don't want to show. It didn't want to show me nothing just now. Okay. You're on your house phone, let's see. Lenora, South Carolina. Show Lenora, South Carolina. Oh, man. I don't even know how to spell Lenora. It is.
So it's not a city.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna start with this devil. He's messing with me. Let me get that from this girl. Sorry to bother you, but tell me where you're from, lady. Magdalene, Magdalene. Have you fell asleep yet? Or are you on that phone? Hello, Mother Magdalene.
Hello.
I'm on the phone talking to Pastor Bird, and I was telling about your sister.
This is what I got.
Oh, Pastor Bird on the phone. Okay, she on the phone with us, okay.
Okay. Hey, Pastor Bird.
Hey, darling. How you doing?
Tell me where your hometown is. Tell me where your hometown is again. I know it, but I couldn't come to my mind for nothing. Where is it?
I live in High Point.
No, your hometown. Where's your hometown?
Oh, this is my hometown.
Lumberton. Okay, then now you go ahead and tell us your story.
No, I'm
South Carolina. I thought Lumberton. Oh, Lord, I done made you South Carolina. I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's North
Carolina.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got mixed up. Go ahead.
I was talking to my niece. And he said the name of it is Bella in Life. Bella Life, that's the name of it. It's just what she needed. She needed someone to help her because she can't pull up on my sister to change her, look for her and stuff, and these people coming in to help her with that.
So it's not Hopkins. How you say the word? Hospice. It's not them. It's a company. So is what you're saying?
Well, they keep saying it's possible, but then they keep saying it's a Bella, a Bella in Life. It must be the life must be the name of it going with her. I don't know.
It's probably got hospice in it.
It's
sort of like an agency. And they sent out different people to different places. And that first name is the name of the
Can you hold on just a minute? Hold on just a minute.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, because Mary, you